sent today at 9:57 p.m.
Hi, Jay. This is Monique from the line that you always call. You haven't called in a while, and we were just wondering if something was wrong. So, when you get this message, we'd really appreciate a phone call back at 1-976-QUIT. Hope to hear you soon.
End of message.
Sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
We've got a dial tone.
Check out Vomit Man. Bucket on standby.
It's a check.
Jack, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rixall, grab 2 12-packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera. Is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go? Is WinApp geared up?
That's a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, NetSplit. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's the show you've been waiting 6 days and 24 hours to listen to. What's the Hell on Rant Radio. Check us out on the web at www.rantradio.com. You can chat with us on the IRC and the Dialnet servers in the Rant Radio channel, or click on chat on our webpage. You can give us a call toll-free. Write this number down, 1-877-STAY-RANT. That's 1-877-729-7268, and chat with us live on air. If you want to be reminded of the show each week and keep up to date, ICQ me at 51-558. And now for the host of the show, me, Sumeria.
Good evening.
Here we are.
What the hell?
What the hell?
All live and in the house. Isn't that just lovely? Are we all turned up so we can be nice and loud? Or?
Yeah, I think we're going pretty good.
Everything's
here.
Everything's good?
Yep. It's April 9th, 2000. Week number 67 of What the Hell. And it's the stupidity you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours to hear in front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
Wait.
You're not up. Is your microphone on deck?
No,
I don't know.
Your microphone's all messed up here.
My microphone is it on?
Yeah.
Can you all hear me out there?
There we go.
No, we choose not to.
No, you choose not to pay any attention to me.
Okay, how about myself? Can you hear me?
There, we're getting levels here.
It tried 6 days and 22
six
hours.
6 days?
6 days.
22 hours.
And 22 hours.
Okay, in any case, can you hear me now?
Yeah, everyone's cool.
Okay, good.
Everyone's cool.
Oh,
we'll do it on the fly.
Insects.
This show, we dedicate this show to the number 4.
And the letter M.
The letter M. The big M.
I want to hear that retard song again.
Well, maybe we'll play it a little bit later.
If I'd have known that retard song was around, I would have used that at my wedding. I would have danced to that.
That'll be like the first dance song. Right?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. You know, you're all up there with your wife, and
well,
you're like,
rushing
to that shit.
Step up for the honorary first dance.
Oh, yes. Of course, then the DJ gets, like, he gets turned into a giant bloody M. The reason why we call it a bloody M is because we watched that Jet Lee movie Fist of Legend, and he gets down on one hand and he swings his legs up and he kicks the guy in the collarbone. That's fine when you weigh 120 pounds and you're 5'2 and you're Oriental, but imagine some fat fucker such as myself planting a hand, swinging these huge legs up and over and going smoke on your collarbone. Well, you turn into a giant M where your arms come up, it goes down to a huge clay cave spot in the middle of your chest, back up to your shoulder, and down again.
And
so this is the large bloody M.
And let us not forget that the footwear would not be the typical Oriental slippers.
No.
I can't hear you again.
Harrison boot.
Okay.
Double-soled Kiss fashion with the large dragon teeth painted on the front.
So we got a lot of stuff this week.
We got a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I have a couple of stupid stories, including one that could possibly even get my ass fired.
So what we can do before we do anything else, though?
Deck.
Your microphone is shit deck.
Here we go.
How's that?
Well, we're going to go around the room.
Yes, we
are. And say everyone first.
Okay. Start with Deck. Uncle Deck.
Yes, you're old.
We can't hear you again. Let me just secure this microphone.
Secure that shit, Hudson.
Hey. No.
I was actually making reference to the aliens quote, not your actual name quote. Okay.
Hello.
I bet you people out there in Rant Radio World love it when we're all going check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
Check,
check. Hello.
Check. Yes, I have it got turned on. I'm not that fucking retarded.
I think it's died. It's finally died. It's all over. Yeah, it's died. So, no longer my
fancy mic. There you go. You can say hi to my mic.
Hello. It's your old Uncle Dak saying, why the fuck did my mic have to break?
What about the funky end on it?
That's what you get for doing the hurt.
Pass off the mic to the next person in line.
Yeah, pass it down.
Do you want to hand off the unidirectional?
No.
No?
He will break it.
He will break the unidirectional mic.
Because it's very sensitive.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just have to pass one down. There'll be one for the couch or whatever.
Alrighty, that's all well and good. So, after Uncle Dak, we have...
DJ Psycho, now with less salt than other brands.
Less salt.
And, of course, the one and only, the one and truly, yes, the ego that barely fits on the couch, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man in the house. There we go.
You betcha.
And my ear! Why into my ear? Okay.
Which one was I? Who was I again? I was Oof.
Oof? Okay.
And I'm where all the salt from DJ Psycho went.
Ah. 20% more
who
salt.
Who am I
now.
Again?
How did you get the salt there, DJ Psycho?
He sucked it off of my ball sack. Okay, lean back, lean back.
That's
lean back.
way too much.
Leaning back.
This is a new haircut.
Hello, it's Medic once again tuning in and making sure that they're all clinically insane.
Okay, Sean, pass that mic down to Dak.
Okay.
And Mike. Medic, pass that down to Sean.
She's got the good mic.
I got a mic again.
There we go. Yay.
Hello.
You're blocking. Your shoulder's awesome.
You like my shoulder. It's really
hello.
Good, huh? Yeah.
And then she says something.
I'm a lunatic.
All right.
The house lovies.
Okay.
Lovies?
M-Dog, if you say Juger one more time, you are going to be banned.
What is a Juger?
He's advertising a band. And
since you're advertising a band, we'll ban your sorry ass, fucker!
That's right. So, quit it.
I am the slightly oxymoronic taciturn Quoth.
Quoth?
What?
Yeah, prophet Quoth.
I am the prophet Quoth. There we go.
Prophet
Quoth. I don't talk very much.
Okay, that's fine.
That's why I got more
on the mic.
Like, I don't talk, but my name is Quoth. Anyway, I'm leaving a few.
Lower the dosage.
Take off your headphones, Mike. Take off your headphones, Dak.
Don't.
It's actually a projectile vomit, man.
He's going red.
He has the best mic of all of us, and he does that into it. Oh my god, I can't believe it. Some leftovers there, huh?
If you think that's bad, you should see what other people put his mouth on.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's me, Sumerian, and we'll do the gross hospital story later.
Oh! Show it off.
You sexy.
Go, Sumerian Frankenstein! Do it, come on. Oh, you.
No, later.
Oh,
it's a separate thing.
I think those stitches are just to cover up the bite marks, and if he starts going pale in a few days, we have to pound a stake through his heart.
I think so.
Leave it a few days, please.
I think if somebody.
I won't bite any of you.
Care to comment?
No. We'll just,
and on the camera.
I'm getting frisky, but that's a little sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
Kurt Burt's eyes.
Kurt Burt's eyes.
Look at that eye.
That was a good one, actually.
And, of course, everyone else.
Awesome on the pitch. Alrighty.
Is he choking? Set the channel to plus T. Oops. Sorry. Yeah, maybe I should. There we go. I like bagels is not the name of this.
I think we should put it back to what Gargoyle... Fucking Mr. Echo said where he says that the Jugers suck.
Now that might be good.
That's
well,
a
maybe
good
we'll do that
so
later.
So we'll just prevent that kind of permanent spamming going on here right about now.
There, we'll put that in there.
So do we actually have any news this week? Jugers aren't that great, asshole.
Jugers.
Gargoyle Sim is way the fuck out of control.
Mirror is healthy, Sim, by the way. Mirror.
You know really
oh, that's good. Thank you, Isaac 509. We've got to go to the IRC first.
Fourier.
Say hello to all the...
All our friends on the IRC.
Oh, right. Well, if you move the little screen...
So the rest of us can see what the fuck is going on.
So we just...
Is that better?
Gargoyle Sim, we have Brenar, Buck X, Doctor, Vault Sequence, Flesh Tripper, Flesh Tripper,
maybe you can put FT, I don't know, Flesh T, I don't know what that says,
Flesh
that's
Tripper,
Flesh Tripper Rooster.
Oh, yeah, that's Rubber Rooster, Flesh Tripper Rooster.
You
we have Fourier, who is also a Flesh Tripper, but he hasn't put a Flesh Tripper on there because he hasn't checked his email, because I've already emailed him with his acceptance.
That's right, check your email, guys.
It only took me 2 weeks to do it. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, hello up there in the cold, Infobot, Infoloop, Isaac, 509, is that like Josh, 316?
No, he's the man, he's a mirror man.
Oh, he's a mirror man.
Yeah, I got it.
Mirror man, like the mirror man. M-Dog, Mindless. MW Radio
Mindless.
And Prophet Scribe. Hey, to the Powell River region.
Welcome,
there,
Mindless.
Prophet Scribe, we miss you terribly.
Mindless and Doctor, two new people.
Are they?
Welcome. Welcome,
welcome.
Where's Girl on the Left?
Girl on the Left has not shown up for many weeks. She's very scared of Sean K now. No, she last week she phoned in, or she was on the IRC.
She was on the IRC.
She's cool. She'll come back.
She may come
she's
back.
She's got a lot of...
Girl on the left, get your ass back here now.
She's got a lot of work or something to do with school, so I think she's finishing that up. Big, lame excuses, I know.
I think the truth of the matter is there's just too much testosterone.
Yeah, there is a lot. We got to bring these two here to even it out a little bit. Just spread it out.
That's Regent Cooties. Yucky.
What we need is... No, I'm sorry. They're too sexy. We need, like, an ugly bull dyke estrogen count here. We need, like, lesbo nuns in here. You know, those bad ones from... the bad ones. You know, with the bad facial hair. It'd be like, I am Ivana, nun of the school with the big ruler who smacks kids on the...
You're of it, and I'm not having any of it.
Crew cuts in camouflage.
Crewcuts in camouflage.
Nuns in camouflage. Wow, watch that topic degrade.
So, with colors. That's a bad habit.
I've got a bulletin from Isaac 509. Since he's providing bandwidth, he's told me to say something.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
He says, if you remember, please plug First Kick Scooters in San Francisco.
First Kick Scooters?
Vespa, Lambretta Guys, Sales, Service, Mail Order. They've been taking good care of folks for many years. www.firstkick.com.
Is that a commercial? Did you just put a commercial on?
Did they pay us? No. I didn't receive any money for this.
All right, that's fair.
It's free service. Isaac 509 is helping us. Scooter?
You never let it be said that on Rant Radio we won't suck up to people who sponsor us.
Oh, yeah, it's a sponsor.
Oh, sucking up is fine. Sucking up is great.
Call now. Pledge. Pledge often.
Pledge.
We'll send you this little magazine every month.
If everyone listening to the sound of my voice would just send 25 cents a day, we could feed Uncle Dak.
For the price of coffee, cup of coffee, we can give Dak a chocolate bar.
If the sound of my voice could send only $200 every 5 minutes, we could keep him from lack of hunger. If everyone we heard could just send their own body weight in Twinkies, we could actually have him be satisfied for more than 20 minutes at a time.
So that's at www.firstkick.com. Eli gives shouts to... This is Eli, Isaac 509. Props to Eric, Peter, Steve-O, and Bay Area Kings of Scoot. Props given because they have my 72 Vespa Primavera down there all taken apart. If they're nice, they will put her back together again.
He has a 72 Vespa? Yeah. Let's sacrifice him to our God!
What?
We used to do it all the time back in the 30s.
Go Cthulhu!
That's it. You get fucking, like, killed. You Vespa, like, did we just plug a guy who was a Vespa rider?
Yes.
He gives us free bandwidth. I'm sorry.
Mods give Rant Radio free bandwidth, man. It's a fucked up world, you know? What the hell is going on, you know?
So I don't know. If things have just gone all strange.
Sean K's worship page? What the hell? Oh, that's...
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We haven't done that
yet. By the way, before we get too deeply into the news, I want to say to everybody...
We're just a bulletin.
There's two of them.
Well, we're emails. Okay, go.
Everyone who lives on the East Coast who had to go through the snowstorm that they had the last couple of days...
A snowstorm.
Snowstorm.
In April.
Everybody on the East Coast.
Everybody. Like New York or...
No, not New York. Basically, like Toronto and Baltimore and some other places like that. All I have to say is...
It was beautiful here.
It was gorgeous.
Shorts weather.
I had the top off my Jeep.
That's right.
Yeah, I got sunburned.
We got sunburned.
That's right. Yeah, it was bad. Bad.
Actually, Sean did get some sun.
Yeah, I got sunburned.
Maybe yesterday or...
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, myself and the medic got sunburned. We were running around looking at...
Psychomedic.
So it's just... Psychomedic?
Psychomedic.
Let's just add... Just keep adding the names on there.
Keeps on growing. All right.
So yeah. I got some email.
Oh, check this out. This is Mighty. Check this out.
I've got actually two emails. So
who'd you get it from?
If you want to write me some email so I can say what you think about Rant Radio or any other topic on the air, email me at info@rantradio.com. Or ICQ me, 51558.
Okay.
And we have got an email from John in Bosnia. I don't know if you remember him last week.
Yes, I do. Yes, we do. This is the man who gets up at 6 o'clock
Five o'clock.
In the morning to listen to us.
This is Mighty. This is totally Mighty.
How pathetic
is that?
None of that. None of that. He's Mighty.
He's Mighty.
The estrogen, ignore her.
Okay.
All right. What does he say?
What am I doing? Looking at something?
IRC. Oh. Put it on the IRC.
Sorry about that. People in here.
Wow, we can actually see what we're going on.
Snow sucks. Yep. I guess there's some people who do live on the east there.
Yes, and on behalf of them. Ha ha ha.
Wow.
So here is an email from John in Bosnia. He says, Sumerian and What the Hell crew. So Sumerian sends me a reply to my email saying he was going to read my letter on the air. So I think to myself, damn, now I have to wake up and listen. So I get into work at, dark 30, make a pot of coffee, and proceed to fall asleep in front of the screen. Luckily, the good Sean Kennedy breaks into an impromptu rant, waking me up just before you read my letter.
Wow, I have my alarm clock set to, wake me up with Baroque music. I don't wake up to my own rant.
So just set Sean Kennedy on your alarm clock radio.
Alarm clock radio on a CD going, oh, what the fuck, I got what do you listen to mellow out to? I'm feeling kind of hyper, better listen to some Static X. I just go to sleep listening to some Korn, You're
reach
one
over
hard...
and push the snooze button.
You're real quick. Support guy, aren't you? You're the guy with the C9, aren't you? Yes, you are. You scary fucker.
So it continues on. I woke up a bit. I think you'll wake up more than that, says Sean Kennedy, and wiped the drool off my desk. When you began reading my letter... I started paying attention when the group broke into an impromptu humming of the Battle Hymn of the Republic and chugged my coffee when Sean K. referred to me as crazy son of a bitch in Bosnia. But the highlight of the show, and indeed my day, was when, again, Sean K. said, if this guy here gets up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning to listen to the show, and I think that son of a bitch should get some fucking shows, that's Mighty. I was standing.
Yeah, baby.
It said something to me. It told me that I have not been forgotten. From previous shows, I believed you guys supported the military, but now I knew when Sean K said that son of a bitch should get some fucking shows. That's in reference to sending him some CDs of the shows. It meant more than maybe a free CD with a couple of hours of What the Hell. It meant that I'm not forgotten. Someone out there appreciates all the abysmal shit that I and my fellow peacekeepers put up with. I knew that the instant I was appreciated. Damn it, I was proud to be the crazy son of a bitch in Bosnia. After all, I warranted some fucking shows. There we go. Immediately, I logged into my mail server. Nothing. But I didn't lose heart. I knew these guys were different. They don't just blow smoke up your ass if they're sincere. They say it. They mean it. Tuesday, I check. Nothing, but they'll probably be busy. But I'm sure they'll get around to it. Well, by Thursday, I gave up on you guys and found a new audio recorder program. I can record the show. So fuck it. This week I might sleep in. So he's actually recording the show in Bosnia over the internet.
Okay, well, if he's recording this, then he'll probably hear this message. Listen to the sound of my voice.
Okay. We are sending you...
We are sending you fucking CDs. Once we get an address from you, a mailing address...
So I've emailed him back and asked for an address. We're got it.
So, yeah, and I'm not lying to you. If you get up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning...
That's dedication.
...in some fucking war zone to listen to me, it's like, yeah, fuck, here, and I'll cook you breakfast, too, if I was there.
I think he turns it up to drown out the shelling. It's a good soundtrack, huh?
What you want to do is get in touch with the guys from PsyOps, and then you just broadcast it to the enemy. Be like, this is a good segue, actually.
Wasn't he here 40 years ago?
He was. So. Speaking of which, if you, this would be a good segue into that new rant.
Your new rant?
The new one.
Which one?
The new one.
The one we took off the show, or the
one we took off the show?
We have six rants to play.
Well, that's a good one for this one.
The new one off the show. Okay. Well, that's not really new. But
the big, meaty one.
Okay.
This is the one where you, if you turned in a couple of weeks ago, you heard the unabridged version of it. But this one is hilarious to listen to. Okay, Psychops, get the speakers ready. Point it to those Serb-Croat motherfuckers and all those kids who all they know how to say is fuck you, bonbon, bonbon, fuck you, UN, 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 fuck you, bonbon. Point it to all of those kids and turn it up to 12 so you can do that Maxell thing.
Because this will scare the shit out of them.
And this will just fuck them right up. Here we go. Okay, that's right, Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right?
Sorry, that was actually the raw, unabridged version.
Oh.
Before it was actually mixed. I'm going to get that out.
Jeez.
Shut up.
We sacrifice him to our God! We did it all the time in the 30s. Call that a God.
Are we ready?
This whole cult thing is quickly degrading.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry
about that.
Oh, sad feedback. Okay, that's right, Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, somebody talk about something for
okay,
about
here we go. What are we
going to
talk about? Let's talk about some other shit that happened this week.
I have a couple of stories to tell.
Go for it.
Make it one story.
Make it one story. I was so close. This week, this bum comes up to me. I'm standing out in front of this.
Define bum. Do you mean a homeless person?
Homeless person.
Is this like the drooling behind 7-Eleven talking to themselves kind of person?
Yeah. Yeah, he comes up, and there's a garbage can beside me.
And he says, hey, that's my garbage can. And you say, yeah?
You think so? No, he walks well, up. He starts rooting through it. And he pulls up an empty McDonald's
cup.
No, not cup. The
can.
Happy
face.
The fries.
The fries.
Okay. Oh, the actual happy.
Yeah,
and he got the more nutritional part of it.
Yeah, and he reaches over and he peels one of those McDonald's Monopoly stickers off. And he goes, holy shit, I just won $500! And the thought that was going through my mind was, you know, he's homeless.
Did he seriously win $500
yes.
bucks?
Woo-hoo!
So what did you do with the money?
No, you don't understand. I was thinking about it. I don't mean it's a joke. I mean, I was honestly thinking about it. You know he's homeless.
No one would miss him.
They'd never find
him. Are you,
Mother? Nobody would go looking for him.
That was it. I swear to God, if it wasn't my job site, there was nothing holding me back.
You don't beat up homeless people to get money from McDonald's.
You don't know how poor I am right now.
Okay, that's true.
Obviously not as poor as he is.
Somebody's asking something?
Somebody needs their ass kicked.
Okay, who needs their ass kicked?
Juga's gone.
Goodbye, Juga. You have annoyed. Oh, where is he? Fuck radio.
Oh, fuck rant radio. Oh, okay. Fuck rant radio? Hey, fuck you. How about that there, cock jaws? You can go suck the sweat off your mom, okay? See ya.
What
did you say about my mom? Nothing. But your dad screamed a lot when I had him by the ears last night. Yeah, fucking jerk.
Gone and banned. Because I don't think he'll come back and apologize or anything.
No, so fuck you. You're gone.
Such a law.
And all the cult members, if we can get an IP address on him, feel free to extract this.
So what was this guy's problem?
24, fuck rant radio, 5-minute major for being a dick and a game misconduct.
You get to go to the penalty box with Ty Domi on smack, fed gunpowder, with a broken hockey stick, and a razor blade taped to his forehead. Go. You know.
So he can just sit there and listen to us.
What is this guy's problem? What was
we didn't like him spamming in our IRC
he's going,
channel.
Juger, 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 jugui, fucking blow my jugu, jerking juies, fucking jawa.
So out he goes.
My jawa.
I thought he was saying a cross between niggers and Jews, and I figure if I said that,
you'd
be on.
Okay.
It's a stupid rap band that is like a bad takeoff of N.W.A. Uh-huh.
Buck X and Vault Secrets are the men. They're like, oh, his IP is this, by the way. It's on the fucking page. There it is. They got
all you rant radians, feel free to go out and
go descend lightly upon him. And I did was I was going on about Juga.
Call them upon
upon him. Call upon him. Call a jihad. Call a jihad.
No, I don't call a jihad. We don't call a jihad spamming. But, I mean, you know, that's so funny. I mean, I could just see the guy now. I'd be like, all I did was spam in the tires of each other. And my house blew up. And these fucking guys are coming through with hats and hoods. And everything was out of control. And I had to run to the street. They nailed my dog to my fucking kid.
But that's okay. They
nailed my kid to a bridge. And then they blew the bridge up.
You know,
all this shit was falling down. And my intestines fell out my ass because I had bed sores. And I think that's a weird voodoo curse that fucking Dak put on me. I don't know. It's so bad. And now I can do is start cracking. This other homeless motherfucker's making fun of me because he won $500. And I didn't win $500. It's not my problem.
Yeah, sorry. You fucking lose.
Like you're, I'm 14 years old, everybody.
Damn straight.
No, Flesh Tripper Fourier is not 14 years old. I know who Fourier is. He's not 14-year-old. But however, I can engage in a fantasy about you if you like.
No, I think he's referring to the other guy. Okay, I've got it queued up. What's that noise?
Okay, we're ready to go?
Someone banging the table.
Do not
die!
You will die if you bang the
table.
All right, there it is. Speaking of freakouts, here's one of the crazy rants. This is a big one. This is 5 minutes worth of me freaking out.
Sean K. on suicide.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K. Time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Right on Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who was 14 years old. What does he do? What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow. What's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids? Okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world as a high school, man. That's it. That is a complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustains. You have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Have some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. If you have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No way. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in colors because of shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Ah! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you can fucking do, but no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? What it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth! Look at what he said! He said that they should kill the
themselves. They should kill other people.
What?
What?
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me,
why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing.
The same thing. Everybody in denial.
La la la. Fucking la.
My world consists of Gapkin commercials. That's my fucking world.
The only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure.
Like fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm going to get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists of a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. All right? It's going to go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man. There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China. There's like a billion people in China.
Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them. But at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail. So what's the solution?
What's the solution here?
Enough negativity.
We have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's going to die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know this. So what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the Koch banner. We'll have ourselves. Everyone will download brainwashing. And what'll happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all move in there, throw up the slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms. We all go back out. Thanks for coming out. We're the bastion of civilization. Thank you. Write a new law. It's a fucking gruesome pot. Okay, whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people. Begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay, so that's all I had to say about that.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
All right.
All right. We're back. That rant was absolutely live 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Can you believe the intensity?
Yeah. I thought his head was going to fucking explode. I was frightened.
It was a Muppet's ass, the way it was flipping back.
Oh, yeah, it was a flip-top head. That's one of my most funniest rants ever. I mean,
yeah, we had to take it out of the show, put some music behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Find music long enough to put behind it.
So after that, Sean, have you had any tingling in any parts of your body? Have you had any loss of facial movement or anything?
The funny thing is...
Your mic's not on, Sean, or something.
What? Here, oh.
We're happening.
Right? It's big on. It says on here. Hello.
There we go. Okay.
We're up. Okay. Now, the funny thing is that as I walk around in daily life, you see people, and I've got other rants about this, but you see people and they go and they jump on, you know, they're in the movie lineups and they're looking around and they have these movie lineups and they have like the newspapers right there, the Toronto Star, the fucking whatever, and people, the sexiest man alive, you know, the sexiest man on the internet, the sexiest people here, you know, John Bonet Ramsey and other, you know,
good information
that basically advocates modern pedophilia in society, you know, because, you know, you need to have a fucking 9-year-old broody queen. And so, you know, and I'm like the only guy who sees this. This is the child is on fire scenario. You know, it's like you go into your friend's house and they come in and you're drinking coffee and their kid comes in the house and they're on fire and you go, oh, you know, your kid's, you know, maybe you should throw some coffee on him. He's
on fire.
He's burning. Yeah, he's totally on fire there. And they go, well, you know, that's just the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. People don't have the balls to stand up. And in our society, if you get behind anything, you're called a fanatic. You're called a fanatic.
Don't stray.
Don't stray off the beaten path. Don't do that. Oh, for fuck's sakes, don't stand for anything. God, no. What? Oh, we just have to kind of drift and go with the flow.
We should talk about it.
You know, well, you know, if all men were brothers, would you let one marry your sister? You know? We had this friend who will remain unnamed at this time, and I've had a long debate with this friend's mother who says that if all men were brothers, would you let one marry your sister? Which is the idea that it's okay for you to have incest with your kids. That's okay. Now, this is obviously a large diet Pepsi drinker. Right here. Lots of aspartame going into the system.
Diet Coke, actually.
Okay, and it's like, I'm sorry. I don't care how you dress up the whole incest issue. Okay, I don't care how you dress it up. You can dress that up. You can have Sylvia Saint as my mom.
See, the problem
would still
is,
really be wrong.
The problem is it gets you involved with family, and that just never works.
I mean, sure, it's a great piece of ass, but it's simply illegal. You know? And in all seriousness, though, like, what the hell? So nobody ever stands behind one particular venue, and they never stand up and they say, no, fuck that, that's wrong. No, no, no. And that's what I'm about. Fuck, that's what cult's about, and that's what all of us here are about. Because, you know, these guys in fucking, you want to know how bad, oh, well, you know, North America doesn't know shit about society. You should talk to John in fucking Bosnia, because he knows about society, because he's seen society fall. And after watching society fall, and you see people with fucking racial hatred, and people bombing each other out of fucking shacks and killing fucking sheep and cows, because people just owned it. That's when you get to know a little bit about the human mentality. And, I mean, if you don't think power comes from the barrel of a gun, man, you're fucked, because it does, and the victors write the history. That's all there is to that. I mean, it's been proven time and time again. What else we got on the news here?
We have got a rant from Pike, one of our loyal listeners.
Captain
is
Pike?
He here? Is he here?
No, Captain
no,
Pike
No, okay,
not
he's not
us.
Here this week. But that's okay. We're going to read it anyway. I think it's Captain Pike. La, 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 la. Going to get my levels
missing,
here.
We're missing fucking
a couple
Shasport
people, yeah.
And some midget, and we're missing like.
And we still got a pretty good full house there.
Maybe they're actually.
We're missing Fork. Fork is missing.
Fuck, I hope we're not dead.
Yeah.
Is Fork and midget.
People have been
here?
Going down your list and taking them out one by one.
Well, like, oh
like
my
they did
God.
To the abortion doctors.
No
eh?
One's got the balls to take out my boys.
No.
They're going to go get fucking Shaz, but they get their head put on a stick.
So anyway, we've got something here that was sent to me by. Email from Pike. It's called Blood, Sweat, and Fears of Today. By Pike. I shouldn't be this cynical. I mean, it's the time of year, but this has been coming up for a while now. Face it, people, I speak the truth when I say this. We're all addicted. To what, you ask? Just about everything.
Uh-huh.
The day-to-day life of living, which comprises of working, using that money to go spend on things, and always wanting more. I'm sick of it. Really, I am. Everywhere I go, there's advertisements. You can't help but look. I mean, the blatant colors, the slogans. Oh, and if I hear somebody mention the word millennium in combination with a product, I'll strap them down to a chair and force them to watch Pat Boone videos a la Clockwork Orange style, for starters. Face it, people, how many of us out there cannot live without buying something every day? And if you can, I bet you, there's that money again, that your future paychecks are going towards something that you have X number of payments to go on. How much of this shit is around us is truly ours? Sweet fuck all. Even the handmade crafts at the local fair were all made from pre-processed products. And that's just one example. Let's take the reverse. Just think about how much care and craftsmanship it took to create your ordinary household product. And this is where your money is going? The companies are getting larger and stronger. The sheep herders are dumbing down the flocks. So what am I getting at? Are we being conditioned to work under slave conditions by the man? Are all the companies out to suck every dollar out of our wallets? Is it all being controlled by a select bunch of people in the style of Illuminati? I truly hope so. That way my faith in the average person may be restored. It could be so much easier to get rid of a select group instead of the masses. Then again, I have had too much caffeine and nicotine. Then again, have I had too much caffeine and nicotine today? Probably, but all I need to do is see another ad and the craving comes back. Literacy is more commonplace today. No? Example, the average student just entering into a university cannot, I repeat, cannot write a sentence. A friend of mine once served me a glass of wine, and it didn't quite sit right. I asked him if it was going a vinaigrette, and he began to tell me all about the history of grapes that it was made from, and he described the land in which it grew and what the air smelled like. I took another sip, and it was different. That's not right. I was different. I actually gave a crap about the making of this wine, and that made a world of difference. I had the perspective. Not many things today have that. So what's my point? I tell you what. Send me a dollar. Send me a money order for a dollar, and it's yours. I may tell you to go hump a dead skunk. I may not. Either way, I need the money. Remember, I'm angry for your benefit. Pike, one of the other people your parents warned you about. I don't really know where that was going,
go.
But...
He kind of wandered, but...
A lot of anger there.
I like where it ended.
Yep, not bad.
That's okay. I mean, he's got a
talked about the violent overthrow of the government.
I thought he was going to start talking about putting people in the camps. It's easier to get rid of a select few.
No like, kidding.
What we need is a list, and we'll just go down there and start killing people. You know, if we actually
we need a list.
We need to ask. How old are you, mother?
But, I'd actually like to see the list of the top 10% in the world that owns 80% of everything.
I think the percentages are a little bit skewered more than that. But
you know what the really wacko thing is I guarantee there's guys like Black Talon and some really crazy fuckers. We're going to get some Ronin.
Yeah.
We're going to join into cult, and eventually, one of them, by numbers, is going to snap. Or we're going to get a crazy guy. And if we get, like, the shit list going on...
They're going to,
a really, really, you know, mental motherfucker. Well, maybe he's not mental. Maybe he's just someone really willing to act.
Or just misunderstood.
Or maybe he's misunderstood, but maybe he'll pick up a rifle and start shooting people we put on the list. Would we be held liable for that?
I think you'll know when you have made it, when the FBI has put a plant into the organization.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hi, I'm Greg. I just really think you guys are cool. Can I be on the show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, nice white socks, Greg.
Those are nice white socks, Greg.
Hey, that's a pretty sharp thing in your ear there, Greg.
Can I take a look at that?
That's
hey,
pretty nice,
I love
Greg.
The car. Is that a tan sedan?
Why does the wire from your lapel there go into your briefcase?
Yeah, that's really bad. You know what I think you're going to do? I think we're going to feed you enough acid so that you're so cooked it's not even funny that Hunter S. Thompson will tell us to slow down. And then we'll blindfold you and tie you beside some railroad tracks and make you think you've been run over by a train.
Can I ask you, I understand where you're going with that, the mental torture. It's cool. I understand. I even dig it. But the thing is, why tie him next to the railroad tracks? Think about it. You tie him to the railroad tracks, he's going to be freaking out anyway, and you get the train.
Well, the reason behind this is, okay, imagine you get hit by a train, right? Okay, yep. Well, it's going to sting for the first few seconds, and then it's all over, and then you go into the Great Divide. But let's pretend you're getting run over by the train, and then you have confusion because you know you're being run over by a train, but you can't feel anything.
And you're waiting to die.
And then the train goes away, and now you think you're dead, and you're in hell. You got a head full of acid. You're tied to these railroad tracks. I mean, it's like giving somebody a head full of acid and then drowning them in that shit from the abyss that, you know, you can breathe, but you don't tell him it's that shit that you can breathe. So he thinks he's going to drown, but he's just breathing the water afterwards. That'd be great.
It's just neat little pieces of psychological torture you can learn from reading books about the CIA.
No kidding. It's like, what do you
well,
what is that? It's
well, if you're going to hurt somebody, go to the best.
Gravy for the brain.
Gravy for the brain. I come
what the
to
hell
the
is that?
That is the bells outside.
That is the local clock. We have a local clock going off in the background. Don't mind us. You know, I come to the painful realization I've only got another week, and then I got to crank out another copy of Brainwashing.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. This bi-weekly thing is kicking my ass.
Yeah. Told you should have went to monthly.
Yeah, soon to monthly. Coming very soon. When Sean's
bi-monthly.
Bi-annually.
It's like Mondo 2000 comes out about his office.
You mean you're not our audience's little brainwashing nigger?
I prefer the term brainwashing African-American myself.
I stand corrected.
But,
politically corrected.
Politically corrected.
So we're going to do some web pages that Sean sent me. I think we have some. But here's the news.
We've also got a fistful of our hands, too.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
And we're back on the air again.
I didn't hear it, so I didn't get to do my Snoopy dance.
That's right. Oh,
wow, there's
damn.
A fucking visual.
The first one.
Dance. Want to see what he does, what
put the wide-angle lens on.
look who's talking.
Yeah, that's true. I'm lost weight, motherfucker.
The first one is I give it the award for the most innovative and funny virus I've ever seen. This new virus.
Heard about this.
Spreads itself around. Very innovative, first one of its kind. Spreads itself around through the network neighborhood, which is very susceptible in cable connections. Because if you name your work group, there's going to be about 10 people show up because they're just left it on default. And the way this does, it looks in your work group, your network neighborhood, and plants itself in everybody's computer that's shared their hard drives with you. And puts it in the C drive, and at next boot up, it starts itself up. And after it's done this, successfully spread itself, it looks for a modem in your computer. And dials 911. which is awesome.
Except for the fact that some people might actually get killed by this.
True.
They can't get
no, but it's very, very innovative. You
yeah,
gotta
it's
give
innovative
it.
In a I'm going to kill a bunch of innocent people kind
true.
Of way.
True, true.
Like, and I'm all for, you know, cutting shit out, but, like, the people who call 911, I mean, and anybody who says, you know, oh, call the police, never had to call one because it's a shitty response time. Anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I phone 911.
Oh, yeah. It's
I got cool. right through, but.
But well, I mean,
I just cut off my hand. I'm bleeding to death, and
I can't get through because some asshole thought he'd be funny with a 911 virus.
Please hold.
Yeah.
Please hold due to high call volume from some cocksucker.
Your call is
funny.
Important to us.
You're
going
to get
to stay on the line.
and then it erases your hard drive after phoning 911.
And it erases your hard drive?
Yes.
Who
like
built
the
this?
Simpsons.
I don't know. They haven't caught him.
You know what they should do?
They caught him.
They haven't caught him.
What they should do is they should take this guy, publish his name. And then, like, plant him out there, because, like, he'll get fucking killed. Like, no shit, that guy deserves, like, a severe-ass beating. Like, what are you thinking? You know? Wow.
Here's the next one. Cemetery in cyberspace.
This
maybe
is beautiful.
Sean Kay wants to
this
explain
is so
this one.
Sexy. What it is in Shanghai, how fucking Johnny Mnemonic is this? In Shanghai, they're running out of space because 100,000 people are buried in the city each year. So what are they going to do? They're going to make web grave sites.
Oh,
where you log on to the internet, and that's where you, like, visit the guy's grave. So it's a virtual grave site.
There's just not enough room for all these dead people.
What? People never heard of a bonfire, or what?
Soylent Green is beautiful.
Every month, invite your family and friends to the big bonfire.
You know, well,
stand around roast marshmallows.
I mean, think about that, though. You could go to
no,
a church.
No, you don't want to. They end up tasting like pork.
Mm.
Well, what you want to do is you go to, imagine going to a church, and you have a, you know, a 5-foot by 5-foot screen that you stand in front of with candles burning, and you, like, go to their gravesite.
Click here to visit
how
your uncle.
Neo, like, even William Gibson is going, whoa, that's really fucked up, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, whoa, you know, like.
Give it up.
Like, I'm serious.
I will
like,
say one thing about that whole story that does hearten me.
What's that?
100,000 Chinese are dying every year? Cool.
That is Zach, our resident racist. Please excuse him.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That was not a racial joke. That was just an exceptionally bad joke. Same way we make jokes about, you know, raping 14-year-olds and shit like that. Oh, no, I can't cover that. I'm going to kill Dak.
That's just an aneurysm you're feeling right now, Sean.
No, you know, because what's going to happen is they're going to kick in the door, and it's going to be made out that I said that.
And he's a racist.
Of course, because...
Racist cult leader.
He's a racist cult leader.
It's all your fault.
Right. I forgot about that. You know, because I'm going to be a racist, fascist cult leader who encourages kids to...
You're not the ringleader, but it's all your fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Yeah.
And this next one, Sean Kay also sent it to me. Headless chicken immortalized in sculpture.
This is so mighty. This I agree with. Huh? They should have spent more money on this. They should make a larger dedication memorial, larger than the Statue of Liberty. This should be the largest free-built standing structure on Earth.
Headless chicken seen from space.
Yeah, headless chicken
seen from space.
Okay, for 18 months, Powers. Check this shit out. For 18 months in the 1940s, it seemed like as if Mike, the headless chicken, might be immortal. Now he's being immortalized in a metal sculpture in his hometown. Sei Giacomo. A 4-foot sculpture of a beheaded rooster was to be stuck in the planter on a downtown corner Friday in this town of 6,000. Artist Lyle Nicholas, who grew up in Frutia, an artist who grew up in Frutia.
Oh.
Wow, you must be able to kick ass like Jet Li, man. Made the 300-pound replica using axe heads and hay rake teeth, along with sickle blades and other cutting objects.
Okay.
Wow, man, you got way too much.
I made him proud looking and cocky.
How do you do that without a head? The rooster.
Explain this.
Oh, listen to this. The rooster belonged to Frutinia farmer Lloyd Olson, who planned to put Mike into his cooking pot and lopped off his head at the base of the skull to leave as much of the tasty neck as possible. But Mike just fluffed his feathers. Although he could only go through the motions of pecking at his food, when he tried to crow, a girl came out. Now, they didn't really explain this, but the guy cut off his head, sort of, kind of, but he was still alive the next morning. Also started putting food and water directly into Mike's gullet with an eyedropper. When Mike was still alive a week later, Olson took him to the University of Utah, scientists who theorize Mike had enough brainstem left to live headless, and he made it into Life magazine and the Guinness Book of World Records, and was a popular attraction until he choked to death on a corn kernel in an Arizona motel, no doubt with a hooker being ripped on Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The Chamber of Commerce officials dug up this story last spring when they were looking for something besides pioneers to focus the Colorado Heritage Week.
I want to base my town on that.
How much crack were you smoking?
Wait for it.
No, guys, you can just see it. The room was like, oh, man, do we have to put another one of that chick up there? And oh, wait, guys, there's this fucking headless rooster, man. Man, if you got a headless rooster fucking story, we'll build it tomorrow. Next page.
That led to the first Mike the Headless Chicken Festival.
What? This year's schedule for May 19th, in addition to food, chicken, and music, is the feature naturally to run like a chicken with your head cut off for 5 kilometers. Now, I'm sorry, but if I could figure out a surgical technique for cutting the heads off roosters and keeping them alive, I'd sell them as pets.
You're a sick monkey.
I'd buy one. They'd be mighty.
All I'm saying is to anyone in that town who has access to, like, a T-shirt or a button or a funny hat with, like, a little chicken neck sticking up where the brim should be, I'll give you $100 for each and every item you can dig up and send me. I want to wear it around town. I want to go to church with this on. I want to go to my first big middle management interview.
If you can get that T-shirt.
Chicken, like,
festival T-shirt. Cup. Oh, coffee cup.
Okay. This I'm going to have to do. This is
so funny.
This is so good.
Rusty is a homosexual.
Once there was a boy named Rusty. He was 9 years old. Rusty had a dog named Patches. Patches slept in a doghouse beneath Rusty's bedroom window. One night, Patches couldn't sleep. He smelled a scary smell. Bow, wow, wow, barked Patches. Bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, wow, bow, wow, wow. Extend. Rusty threw open his window. Oh, no, he cried. The house is on fire. Mother, father. Rusty felt the door, and like he learned in school, the door was hot, so Rusty stayed in his room and yelled for help from his window. A big, strong fireman came up the ladder and carried Rusty to safety. Rusty hit his face against the fireman's uniform until they were safe on the ground. Rusty was very glad to see his whole family was safe. That's a good dog you had, said the fireman. He saved your family. And we got here in time, so your house is barely damaged. And the next night, Rusty couldn't sleep. He thought about the fireman. He thought about warm and muscular the fireman had felt through his uniform. He remembered the smell of smoke mixed with the fireman's sweat.
Remembering
the fireman
offended.
Gave Rusty a funny feeling. He wished he could be together with the fireman again. Remembering the blah, blah, blah. The next day, Rusty talked to his sister. I think I want to marry a fireman when I grow up, said Rusty. Sue gave Rusty a strange look. Boys don't marry boys, she exclaimed. Then she ran off and told all the other children that her brother wanted to marry a fireman. Good sister. Rusty walked and talked to his mother. I think I want to marry a fireman when I grow up, he said. Mother laughed uncomfortably. What a funny idea, Rusty, she said. What will the neighbors think if they hear about this? Rusty decided that maybe his father would understand how he felt. Father, said Rusty, did you ever wish the house would catch fire so the firewood could rescue you? Did you ever wish you'd take off all your clothes? Father gave Rusty a strange look. No, I can't say that I didn't, said the father.
Perfectly normal response.
The real shocker came at dinner that night. I wish a fireman would take off all his clothes and sleep with me in my bed, said Rusty, and I wish he'd put a dog leash on me. Mother,
wow! Mother, hang on!
Mother nearly choked on her tomato aspic. Eat your dinner, Rusty, she said, and be quiet. Capone, actually, you gotta be loving this shit.
When Rusty went to bed,
his mother came in to talk to him. Now, Rusty, there's something I want you to remember. Don't play with yourself, or you'll go blind. Okay, Mom, said Rusty. He wondered if he could do it just until he needed glasses. After Rusty was fed, Mother and Father talked things over. I think Rusty may be a homosexual, said Father. It certainly seems that way, said Mother. And whatever we can do about that, I think we should have a talk and put the fear of God in him, said Father. The next morning, Mother and Father had to talk with Rusty. No son of mine is going to be a homosexual, said Father. God says it's bad, and if you don't give up this fireman business, we'll kick you out of the house. Rusty burst into tears. Mother talked to Mrs. Brown to see if she'd have any advice. I think my little Rusty may be a homosexual. I don't know what to do. Mrs. Brown's eyes grew wide. A homosexual? Mrs. Brown ran away shrieking. Soon, Mother learned that she'd been uninvited from Mrs. Brown's Tupperware party. Wow, I wish I could spread that rumor. When Rusty went to school the other day, all the other children ran away from him. Ew, they said, we don't want to play with a homosexual. we'll get guinea germs. Actually, that's
HIV, isn't it?
That must have been in the 50s before, you know, like they would just all descend and beat the living fuck out of them. Rusty's stood behind him, trying not to cry. Rusty was so confused, he decided to call the police and ask for help. Officer Officer Plutchnik speaking, said the policeman. Hello, my name is Rusty White. Said Rusty. I'm 9 years old. Everybody hates me because I want to marry a fireman. They say I'm a homosexual. What should I do? Well, Rusty, said Officer Plutchnik, you better not put your wee-wee in any other boy's mouths or bottoms or you'll go to jail. Sodomy is a crime in this state, you know. Rusty hung up the phone, more confused than the breast of another. What am I to do, he asked himself. After thinking over, Rusty decided to run away and find a place where people would understand him. Come, Patches, he said to his dog. We're running away. And he packed some peanut butter sandwiches for himself and some food, dog food for Patches, and took Patches with him and ran away to the park. In the park, Rusty met a man. Hello, little boy, said the man. How would you like some ice cream? Rusty knew exactly what the man was after. Maybe this is a big chance. Have you a fireman uniform? Asked Rusty. No, I'm afraid I haven't, said the man. Oh, said Rusty, disappointed. Then he kicked the man in the balls to show him what he thought of. A child molester. I ran all the way home with Patches. Then he cried and cried. Oh, Patches, he said, there seems to be nowhere to turn. I think I should end it all and kill myself. He looked sadly at Patches, but I'm too scared to die alone. Let's make a suicide pact, Patches. How does that sound? Patches licked Rusty's nose. Rusty took that to mean yes, so he carried Patches outside. Rusty sadly carried Patches to the sidewalk, waiting for a car to come by. Soon, a driver came speeding around the bend. With Patches in his arm, Rusty jumped out of an approaching car. The car screeched to a halt just in time. The driver jumped out of the car. Goodness gracious, young man. Why did you jump in front of my car? I was trying to kill myself because I'm a homosexual. And all my family, other kids, and police, and everybody hates me, said Rusty. Don't kill yourself, said the driver. Call the gay hotline. They can help you. He gave Rusty a car with a phone card with a phone number on it. Then he got back in his car and drove away. Rusty nervously dialed the number. Hello, gay hotline, it said. My name is Rusty White. I'm 9 years old, and I'm a homosexual. And I want to marry a fireman, and everyone hates me because they think I'm a homosexual. Mother, father, systems two, Officer Plutchnik, all the kids at school, they all tried to run away, but I tried to run away, but a man tried to buy me ice cream, so I kicked him in the balls. I tried to kill myself, but the driver stopped and gave me your number. What should I do? Well, all you need is a good family psychiatrist, said the man on the gay hotline. Here's a number for you. He gave Rusty the number. Can we go to a family psych head shrinker, Mother? Asked Rusty. I have a number for a good one. Mother thought maybe we could get all these perverted homosexual thoughts out of little Rusty's head. She said, all right, Rusty. Hello, folks. I'm Dr. Goldenberg, said the psychiatrist. What seems to be the problem? We're here because our son Rusty seems to be a homosexual, said Mother. Not to worry, folks. Being gay is a perfectly normal variation of human sexuality, said Dr. Goldberg. The best thing you do is accept Rusty for who he is. At home, mother and father talked it over. Maybe we were too hasty to judge the boy, said the father. Maybe so, said mother. All right, let's talk to him. Father told Rusty, Rusty, your mother and I have decided to accept you just as you are. We're proud of our gay son. Rusty's face lit up. He was very glad. No more suicide packs, I guess. Guess what, Patches? Cried Rusty. Mother and father say they're going to accept me just as I am. Patches jumped and barked joyfully because he would die. Rusty became a gay rights activist and gave consciousness-raising talks to his classmates. And by using a condom or a dental dam every time you have sex, you can greatly reduce your chances of contracting HIV.
A dental dam?
Yeah, it's when you stretch a condom wide over your mouth so that when you're giving oral sex to a chick, you don't have to actually touch her with your tongue. Kind of ruins the whole effect. But, Rusty's parents became avid readers of the P Flag newsletter. Don't ask me how I know that. Who needs a Tupperware party when we have these P-flag meetings to go to? Tupperware dental dam. I see a barrel of it. Yeah, I see a Rubbermaid dental dam. That's it, man.
I just have a question. Do they burp when you like?
Yeah. Rusty's family tried to use up
zero.
Tried to accept his kinkier interest. Father, will you buy me a leash for my birthday? But Patches already has a leech. I didn't want it for Patches, said Rusty. Father chuckled uncomfortably. Oh, fuck. Rusty's family even helped him help set him up with a good boyfriend. What about this one, said Father. What about this one, Father, asked you. A 10-year-old boy into fireman uniforms and bondage. Usually top, but versatile. Rusty is a top or bottom, Father. I think he's a bottom, said Father. Looks like a good match for Rusty. Rusty was very glad that his family accepted him. He lived happily ever after.
If you like this story about Rusty, please send me the URL to your homepage if you have one.
I'd like to look at it.
There you go.
Okay. Now,
I was speaking from my personal experience working fire rescue, I'm horribly offended. Someone please
why?
Pack.
Why? 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 Why?
I mean, everyone's got to get offended at everything.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck that.
Some a 9-year-old child lusting after a fireman really disturbs me.
Why? You're not a 9-year-old child lusting after a fireman. If I could
no, the fireman being lusted after.
Oh, you give a 9-year-old a chubby. Come on.
It's all good.
Think about it. Think about it. It could be wonderful.
You're just upset that you're not the actual fireman that he's lusting after.
What's wrong is when the fireman's lusting after a 9-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
My scent house is firing. Yes, I can touch the kid.
Wait.
Hang on.
Wow.
Get off my pump truck. Stand in front of the pump truck.
I want to get off your pump
accelerate.
Truck. Let me help you with your pump truck. Charge hose one.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. Show me your Kelly entrance tool.
Baby. I hope you got your rain gear.
Oh, you know it's good. Bark like a dog. Woo, woo, woo. Slide down the pole. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll meet you in the hose bed, baby.
Yeah, you know it's good. Yeah, yeah. I get to be the chief. Okay, so.
We're going to. Yes. My operation? No. We're going to do something else before that.
Okay, let's throw another rant up.
Yes, but it's not going to be yours.
Oh, yes. We have got an awesome rant.
From who?
It's from Smokehouse.
From Smokehouse. Is he here tonight? Fuck,
nope.
I hope so.
No, he isn't.
Oh, this rant is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really say, you have to listen to this. This is one of the best rants I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
It's really good. Very powerful. If anybody else wants to send a rant, you can send it to the FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com, in the incoming. So we're going to go to this. I'm just going to put the Gary Coleman promo in front of it so I can do all the levels so everybody can hear it. So here it is, Smokehouse's rant.
Amazing.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
Hi, I'm Smokehouse, the new guy here at Rant Radio, and there is something I'd like to talk about. We'll start off real simple like this. I'm disabled, I have a little trouble getting around, I use a walker. I don't have a problem with that. Here's what I do have a problem with. Every time I go out for drinks, which is quite often, about every Saturday, I'll get in the bar and the bar will get crowded, and undoubtedly some fuckface go up to me and go, "Oh man, you're so brave. You're so brave for coming out of this mess." Why? Why am I brave? Because I decide to live my life? Because I don't sit at home and watch TV? Because I don't sit at home and cry about the bad hand that God gave me? What the fuck is that about? It always starts out the same goddamn way. "Oh, I don't know if I can do what you do, man. You're just the man." Shit. I'm the man. I can go out and get drunk on my own, so I'm a fucking hero. That's pretty stupid, don't you think? I mean, that's the whole problem with this country right now. You get an affliction and you're a hero. But hey, I wholeheartedly admit the handicapped community is partially to blame. Because every time you see one of them do something, there's a feel-good story on TV. Somebody's got a camera in their face because they did something on their own. Fuck that. I mean, it's okay to have personal victories, but keep them like that. Keep them personal. Don't pour the rest of the world with your shit. Some of you handicapped people think you should get a plaque for being able to wipe your own ass. Screw that. I'm sick of it. Basically, what I'm saying is, living my own life doesn't make me a hero. It just makes me out of fucking pussy.
Now, there's a boy with a set of balls.
Now, does he have that shit worked out or what?
Like, well done, Smokehouse.
Like,
all right,
that
Smokehouse.
That is just fucking...
Death to Mike McArdle.
Oh, wow. Who's Mike McArdle?
Who's that?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Go ahead, Jack.
Bueller?
It'd be one of our local TV stations, Feel Good Horse.
Okay.
It's like those little 5 minutes. I have nothing to do, but as I was looking out my window, I look at the ducks that are sitting here shitting on my roof. What problems do those ducks have? Good inner city ducks. No real ponds, just puddles. Think about it.
What?
No, that's Mike McCall.
That's pretty much bang on.
Wow.
Yes. Hard-hitting journalism at its finest.
Oh, yeah. Like, wow. You know, wow. Look, you know, I couldn't do a rant like that because people would be like, oh, you're just being cruel to the handicapped community. I'm serious.
Brennar is drunk tonight. Maybe he'll phone in his rant.
I fucking ate it all. I ate it all.
I just killed my mom in the basement with a fucking butcher's knife. She's a cow. She never loved me.
Why didn't you love me, you fucking cow? But you guys are the greatest.
He's drunk too. Kill him. But have sex with him first, and make him dress up like a fireman.
What are we looking at?
I was just looking at the Buck X thing. I actually do drink the Wild Cherry Pepsi, and that's because it reminds me of Cherry Coke, which I really, really liked.
And it's gone.
And you can't get it anymore.
Like you can get it in the States, right?
You can get it in the States.
You can get it in the States.
Have you tasted
it?
American Pop.
It's rude now.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess I was just like 14.
Maybe it's been too long.
Extra sugar.
Yeah,
maybe
it's been too long since you had it. That was way too many nights of like too much sour cream and onion chips.
Oh, yeah.
Way too much power.
No, I know about that. When I was a kid growing up, I used to love Yoo-Hoo's. That's something you can only get down in the States.
Yoo-Hoo.
And
it's this chocolate drink.
And the medic, psychomedic there, and the chicken went down to Texas, and they came back and they bought me a little pack of Yoo-Hoo, and I was like, gee, guys, this really kicks ass, because this is like a trip down memory lane for myself. And I popped it,
and
I take a swig, and I was like, this has gone weak.
Okay, wait. Let me just recap here. They brought you back a pack of Yoo-Hoo, and it was like a trip down memory lane. They brought you back a pack of Yoo-Hoo, and it was like a trip down memory lane. Whenever I drink this byproduct, it's a trip down memory lane.
Look, let's forget about all the commercialism.
No, for a second. Wait, forget about it. It is the commercialism. It's not your fault. You're a victim. You are a victim, okay? You have a trip down memory lane when you read a book, okay? When you smell something, you know, that's like...
Okay, I'm talking about...
When I saw that Lucky Charms character on the TV screen, it brought me back to my childhood.
Like watching old commercials to remember your childhood.
I remembered that jingle I fondly listened to on Saturday mornings while I ate their cereal.
I miss the original Burger King. You know, the guy used to turn the ring around on his finger.
I'm sorry, but when I see that shit, you know... it doesn't take me on a trip down memory lane. It gives me nightmares that I wake up screaming from for weeks afterwards.
I know.
I'm talking about the shit when I was like 9 years old, sitting on my front stoop, middle of the summer, swigging back a Yoo-Hoo, and seriously, I know this sounds... Ryan's the only one who's going to probably get a laugh out of this. Eating a moon pie...
I try to get my hands on all the moon pie I can get, actually.
I'm sorry, I'm 9 years old again.
You were eating moon pie when you were nine?
You're a man. All right, Dad.
You should get together with Rusty.
No.
Stay away from me.
Rusty, have you had any moon pie? I'll send you the fuck up, son. Zach, the nine-year-old pimp.
You'd be popular in Thailand.
You'd be very popular in Thailand.
Oh, that reminds me. I might as well mention this now. I think everyone kind of heard my story.
Segue into something that's related to that.
Segue into another story.
No. He said...
How can you get anything related to a nine-year-old pimp in Thailand?
He just mentioned...
That reminds me!
He reminded me of Taiwanese, which reminded me of some other individuals.
Okay.
Everyone might remember about two weeks ago, I had a long disagreement with a group of Vietnamese.
Yes.
So
you had a long disagreement. They tried to fuck with you in Iraq, and you should have.
This is a sequel to the getting jumped by the Vietnamese story. This is worth it. Just sit back and enjoy.
So I'm at the hospital. I'm sitting there. I'm working. This poor woman has got a broken hip. It is so busy we can't put her in a stretcher right now.
Wow, that's pretty busy.
So I'm trying to
wait a minute. Bitch has got a broken hip. What's she doing?
She's like an old lady. She fell down. She's in a wheelchair.
I realize that, but if she's not in a stretcher...
She's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
That's good. No stress on the hip there.
We've got a pillow propped up to try to keep her comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to fix the footrest so her foot is basically a little bit more comfortable and taking some of the pressure off.
Shoot her up. Bring me to
out of the Out of the side of my eye, I see the ambulance attendants come in with somebody on a stretcher
escorted by the Vancouver City Police.
Oh, goody.
Now, I look over. The guy seems to be calm. The police is, like, talking to him, so there doesn't appear to be any problems. I figure I'll finish helping the woman. Talk to her daughter, and all of a sudden, I hear, "Hey! Hey, asshole! You remember me?" And I turn over, and it's one of the jerks I dealt with.
Oh, my
God. And I even
God.
Said, "Yeah, of course I remember you. You and a couple of your buddies. I had to basically hurt." Cop smiles.
"Hey, asshole, you remember me?" And he's on a stretcher?
He's on a stretcher.
Oh,
I'll
my
give him
God.
For balls.
Just wait for
me. I'll bite your leg off. Wow, you got balls.
Come
son.
Closer.
But wait, there's more.
Wait for it. He goes, "Yeah, that's right. Fuck you, asshole. Because of you, my cousin, he getting deported."
Yeah.
Happy
yeah,
ending. Yes, see my correction.
At which point Woo. I went, "Are you serious?" He went, "Yeah, what the fuck you think of that?" I think, "I'm really, really fucking happy because I finally did something good in my life." Cop cracks up. Cop starts laughing.
Oh, wow. So you actually got one of these little shitheads
at
deported?
At which point...
That's sexy.
At which point, the guy basically continues to, like, you know, tell me to fuck off. The cop tells him to shut the fuck up and just lay there. And afterwards, the cop comes over and starts talking. He says, "Oh, what the fuck happened with this guy?" So I told him the basic gist of the story. Cop goes, "Huh, you know, he may be a minor, but do you know why he's in here?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, he was running from the police." He ended up with a broken leg, and the cop is going to do what he can to make sure he gets deported, too.
Oh,
that's porn,
so sad.
That's fucking porn. That's like dual split screen with that and Sylvia Saint. And she's touching herself looking to the right of the screen. That's like, oh, man. Wow, that's like shower material.
That's the story from Uncle Jack that practically has a money shot.
I was
happy. I went home really, really happy.
He got deported.
He's getting deported as
That's
we speak.
Excellent.
Get back on the boat.
Not
you
because of his color or race, because he's an idiot.
Well, coming to my, I don't care if you're fucking, you know, Slavic. You show up and you're a criminal. Your ass is gone, fuck nuts.
Yep.
You know, sorry. We're sorry. Do you know what they call the Chinese immigrants? This is some kind of a.
Straight
know.
Into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what they call the Chinese immigrants?
What?
A judge actually called them this. This is kind of, I was surprised. Some judge got drunk.
Three-drink lunch.
had like the four-martini lunch, and he went way out of hand. And he passed sentence. You know what he called the Chinese immigrants?
What?
Surreptitious unarmed invaders.
Whoa!
He said, "Oh, they're a bunch of surreptitious unarmed invaders. Brenar, bomb the boats, feed the fish." That's a...
That is a Forgotten Rebels.
Yes, Forgotten Rebels is good. But I'm just like, holy shit, that this judge actually called them surreptitious unarmed invaders. Now, I don't resent these guys for coming over.
Zombie run.
Because, like, in my previous rant where I said, "Motherfucker, if I was in some country making 5 cents a day, you can fucking well bet I'd be doing everything I could to get over the fuck here."
Uh-huh. Yeah, damn straight.
Damn Absolutely. Straight. I mean, it's my right to try to shoot your ass when you come across my fucking property. But it's nothing personal.
No.
You know, like, I respect you. And if you came up to me and said, "Listen, man, I really need to... you give me a rifle, I'll defend your border because I don't want anybody else to get in here." I'd be like, "Okay, what's your motivation?" You explain it to me, and I'd be like, "Okay, that's good enough."
Here you go.
You know,
get some training. Here's a gun.
I put a heart plug in on him and make sure he's got a collar, and that'd be evident. You know? But
bring me the floating fat man.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, and that'd be great. But I could not believe that they actually came out and called these guys surreptitious armed invaders.
I bet you I know who that is.
That's my girlfriend.
Oh,
Aloha.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's downstairs.
Yeah, that's three rings.
So
not two.
Three
not yet.
To God.
I'm amazed they've said some stuff.
Guess what? Rat Boy was the Jewigers guy. Is he going to just change his name and be able to get back in on the channel? Is that how that works?
No, I think I can do something about that.
Is he the same guy?
Oh.
Going, gone.
Hey, you suck the sweat off of dead men's nuts, you know that? See you next Tuesday.
is he actually, was it the same guy?
I don't know, was it?
Hey, wait a minute, Lieutenant Major Zombie's back.
Was it the same guy?
Hey, holy cow. Just
oh, terribly sorry.
We're very sorry.
Come back in.
We're sorry, you can come back in.
Oh, is he a different guy?
I don't know. I wasn't reading it. I was going on your guys' word.
I just
worry about kicking
okay,
that.
Anybody talks about fuck this, don't be a pussy. You mention Jewiger, you're fucking gone.
Don't
That's
say
it. Fuck
it
you.
Ever
we're not even going to ask questions. It's like a trip flare. Goes off, you bitch suck. End of list. So don't fucking say that. It's the J word.
The bad J word. So I'm going to do gross hospital stories and...
same guys.
Was it? Okay,
good. Monitor that motherfucker, will you? And if you see him coming in, just fucking cut him up in the wire. Okay, just cut that cunt up in the wire. Wait till he comes in the kill ground and just rat him to shit.
Okay. Well, too bad for him.
Listen, Andrew John, redeem yourself somehow in some kind of features and, like, go to his house and jerk off on his face.
While he's sleeping.
Okay, like, Jesus Christ. Like,
stand over him, just...
who is star? Okay, quick personal for people who are listening.
I don't know.
Oh, that's his name. He's given the entire thing there. Okay, this guy is some asshole. He's coming and he's spamming on our RC channel about some band called Jewiger. Or Jewiger.
And they suck.
And they suck hard ass. So we're like,
please stop talking about them, first of all.
So we stopped talking about it. And then he changed the fucking subject. And went, oh, it's no, called Fuck Rant Radio.
Hey, somebody changed.
Stupid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So,
whatever, let's not give more time to it, right?
We missed it yet. Jurgers was Rat Boy. We kicked him the first time, and we kicked him the second time.
Yep.
Okay?
And he's
laid out nice and flat for you.
Now, next motherfucker that mentions Jurgers is gone. Now.
Even out of this house.
And then we'll come to your house.
No more Jurgers.
And we'll kill you, and we'll kill people who owe you money. Okay, so.
We're going to do a gross hospital story. I'm not very good at telling stories, so I'm going to get Sean to do it if he wants to.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because I'm really poor.
You can just go stand in front of the.
And I'll be the visuals. You can help too. Okay, yeah. Stand in that corner. Use that mic.
I'm over here.
You can fill in the blanks because you were there when Sean wasn't.
I have a microphone for you.
Actually, I'll do the intro and then I'll hand it over to you.
Here's the gross hospital story.
The air is very thick around here. Yes.
Now, it's time. Gross hospital stories.
Okay, anybody's ever seen pictures? Anybody's ever actually seen the what?
Hang on one second. Hello, boys and girls. It's time for your old Uncle Dak to tell you a story. This is a special story because this is about our boy, Sim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sim has never been in a hospital before.
Let alone a doctor in the last 10 years.
Not for five. Yes. Not for 10 years have I seen a doctor.
How long was that, Sim?
10 years.
10 years.
Because I've been extremely healthy.
Now, just
I don't get sick, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, fuck. Anyway, so, here we go. First time I met Sim, he came over to my house as a friend of mine. He was actually Bob from Peru's friend. And he showed up at my house, and I met him. And I said, hi, how you doing? What the fuck's wrong with your neck? That was, no shit, the first thing I ever said to Sim. Because he's got this huge fucking abs out. You go to the webpage and look at it, it's this huge goiter of a thing growing out of the side of his neck. And I was like, holy fuck, what's wrong with you? Don't touch anything. I'll have to burn it. You know. So anyway, and he turned around and said, oh, nothing, it's just my Adam's apple.
This man had an Adam's apple that could break ice.
I'm like,
very manly.
Holy shit, right? So I'm all, oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to fucking make fun of some physical features. Would you like to kick me in the nuts now?
After that, I thought, Sean, what a very forward guy. Very cool.
So it was pretty funny. Dak isn't telling you the story. Shut up. So here's the fucking gig. So he then hooked up with...
Why is my door open?
With his woman there.
All right.
Okay.
We'll just kill anybody.
His woman there... Raven Lunatic, and she said, you know, you got that huge fucking goiter on your neck. I don't think it's your fucking Adam's apple.
No, it was. That is not your Adam's apple. That is a cyst.
That is something disgusting. Go have it checked out. So,
but she loved him anyway.
Reluctantly, she drags him to a fucking doctor's office, and sure as shit, it's this big ass ugly, you know, fucking mutant assimilated twin.
After three doctors.
After three doctors, and Al said, yep, bitch, not normal.
Really?
You went to school for this? Anyway, so they decided they were going to fucking slit his fucking throat.
Yeah. Took 4 months.
Professional.
Delaying. 4 months to actually get the operation date.
Now, I'm going to turn it over to...
Raven Lunatic.
Raven Lunatic here to carry on from where I left off, and then I'll show up in the hospital, and then we'll give you guys a visual on what his throat
was like
in
real time.
Woohoo! Well, me and Sim had to go and prepare for a 4:30 wake-up call, 5 o'clock a.m. wake-up call. So, hey, we're there with you and Bosnia there, bud.
Great.
It's a nasty time that early in the morning.
I'm usually zero dark bed. Stupid.
That's yeah. right.
So we didn't want to fight traffic, so we got a motel room over in
there. Out there, yeah, too many.
A couple kilometers away from yeah. the hospital.
So anyway, get in there. A little bit nerve-wracked, both of us are. Because I've never stayed the night in a hospital myself either, so. But it was just a little nerve-wracking. So we get there. He gets to wear his nice little cute outfit, you know, many layers.
Yeah, his fancy pajama.
Fancy multi-layer no pajamas. Got pictures. Maybe we'll put them on.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see how they are.
Anyway, so I left him at around 7, quarter after 7, and I returned to the hospital to find him laying in bed, arms down, eyes closed, and this big dashing wound on his neck, complete with staples.
Okay, now, so now...
You can picture this. It's 5
inches. They don't need to picture it. They don't need to picture it.
5-inch slit.
It. I'm going to tell them how they can see
hang
it.
Hang on. 5-inch slit with staples. And there's a tube coming out full of blood.
It looked great.
Now, the weird thing that I noticed was that I thought, wow, they really utilized the body as if it were some sort of mesh. Because what they had done is they had stapled them, and then they had cut another hole for the tube, and then they had taken... thread and sewn the tube to another part of his neck.
Now,
did they?
Yeah, they did. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they did. And now the funny thing is that they actually told him, oh, yeah, we use staples because that's what we're doing now.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not out of thread.
Feels better.
We just fucking use staples now because it's like healthier.
Actually, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's interesting because it seriously it looks like you could go down to your, like, you know, just your regular...
Go
you
to fucking
yeah.
staples.
Normal size staples.
Cut them, fucking head came off.
So everyone can
have
now...
Have you ever seen the machine they use to
no,
put these in?
No, but I'd like to now.
It's a little handheld job, and I swear to God, it pinches the skin together, and then it... Clips it. Literally clicks.
Sam's having problems. Stop.
No, okay, go.
Yeah. He will fake.
Problems.
No,
stop.
Keep going.
It clicks it in, and it literally basically is a fucking staple gun. It's a handheld meat staple gun.
Meat staple gun.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is after this, well, I was a little bit worried. Because I get in there and his eyes are closed. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he dead? And he opens his eyes. He's like, hi. I'm like, oh, you okay? He's alive. He's like, can I see? And I'm like, no, I'm not showing you a mirror. He's like, describe it to me. So I begin to describe it to him. I don't even get through like a quarter of it. And he's like, no, stop. I'm feeling weak. Stop.
Now, bear in mind, if you guys want to know how recent this is this Friday.
Yes.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And Sumerian is fucking standing here, the man with a fucking slit throat talking and broadcasting. How
yes.
fucking mighty is that?
How many people do you know will continue to broadcast after they've had their throat slit? Only R. Sim.
That's right.
Not only did he have his throat slit, but you know that little hole where they put the tube?
Yeah.
It's called a stab wound.
And they called it a stab wound. It was about 2 inches long. They pulled it out of my throat. This little tube and going.
And it was really beautiful because you had.
Beautiful?
It was quite funny because halfway through the day, the blood would start separating in the tube. So you would have the plasma and then the blood cells.
So there's
and
this
it was
white.
Very interesting. It's like. This
white gooey liquid in this.
Clear gooeyness everywhere. So it was like. It kind
and
of looked like he was drooling from his neck. Kind of like
so,
he was drooling.
This little collection
enough
bag
this,
at the bottom.
Enough of this. Let's give him a shot on the web.
Okay, to take a look at this, you just go to www.rantradio.com. I'll just go up to the camera. www.rantradio.com and click.
Are you okay?
And then go inside and click on web.
Goth is wheezy.
Webcam. Get in early. You can only there's only like 6 people that can go take a look at it. So I'm going to go up to that right now and everybody can take
occurs,
a look.
The thought occurs that the only
and
thing,
here it is. Live. In the flesh.
The only thing he's really missing are the bolts
the
on the side of the
meaty
neck.
Meaty fucking neck wound. Look at this.
Hey, it doesn't look that bad in the webcam.
Now zoom right in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sexy, baby.
Oh, blurry back out. Oh, right there.
You know, you just got yourself about a half dozen dates.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Website.
Now, this is the funny thing. As we were saying,
David.
Too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the thing. We were saying, too bad it wasn't close to Halloween. Because he comes out of the hospital, and he, like, looks like Frankenstein. And it's like, it would have been great to, like, go to some sort of party that night. Wow, man, your face looks like totally real, man. Can I, like, touch it?
You totally pussied out on me earlier, because I went to go pick up Adrian. Oh, excuse me. Adrian's my mistress.
The dark one.
No, because dark one is my wife, but Adrian is my mistress.
That's right.
She's this little church girl I'm seeing.
That's right.
On the side, but nobody knows that. Don't tell anyone. Shh.
Go on.
I go and pick her up from church, and I want Samarian to come in with me to the Mennonite Brethren Church with this fucking, you know, big... with this,
okay,
with this big
atheist slash atheist going into a church.
And I thought that'd be awesome, because... That'd be so fucking...
You'd be on a unicorn, man.
But it was just, like, fucking just mighty, because, like, we were going to say he couldn't speak because, like, you know, he was under demonic attack and, like, demons, like, ripping his face and he had to tear out his own throat. You know, like, my eyes, I was saying bad words, so I ripped out my own voice wash so God wouldn't punish me, or we had some shit fucking worked up. But it looked good.
No way was I going to do that.
Come
on. So he all pussied out. But, you know, I mean, hey, if I ever had an intelligent thought, I'd probably die of loneliness anyway. So, yeah. So, what the fuck? It would have been fun, though. You know. So.
But stay tuned. We still might dress him up with some bolts in his neck and maybe look him up.
Oh, Lieutenant Major John Zombie just got his ass banned. Look at that.
No, he just left. That's all. Oh. Parts. Nice. Idiot.
Did he leave?
Damn it. Yeah, he left.
Can we just kill him? Can we mail something to his house? Can somebody please find out Lieutenant Major Zombie's address?
Maybe that's somebody...
I'd like to mail him some roadkill.
That is him, too.
Although he was suffering from a headache just before he started ranting uncontrollably.
Down.
Staring at Staples will do that.
It's a troublemaker.
I say we have to take care of that boy.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. Everybody on the IRC knows he's an idiot. Fuck him.
We need a whipping boy, and he's it.
Yeah, that's true. If ever we...
He's got to have somebody to hate.
Yeah.
Besides, everything that we can't pin on John K as being his fault, we blame on Lieutenant Major Zombie.
I wouldn't even give him the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we putting on?
We're gonna do movie quotes, and then we're gonna do the big announcement for this week. Don't say what it is. If they paid attention to the beginning of the show, they would have known. But
all right, let's go.
So here are we're going to do the movie quotes, and everyone out in the IRC knows how to play this, and everyone in here knows how to play it. We play the three movie quotes, and the first person to type it in wins all three, if they type in all three, or as many as they can. So I'm going to turn it, actually, it's down. So here they are, the movie quotes. Try and get them. What movie they're from.
Turn rivers into blood, kings. That's a bunch of
Here's the situation. I have this gun here. I'm going to take the gun out, and I'm going to shoot a lot of holes in the door. If you are standing in front of the door, what can I say? Some of those holes are going to be in you. You catching my drift, Snake?
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Oh, we're back.
We're back on
Hello.
There.
Okay, so we're going to play it for all our people in here and listening in. So are you ready on that? Okay.
Turn rivers into blood, kings, cities, salt. So I don't think that I have to explain myself to you.
Here's the situation. I have this gun here. I'm going to take the gun out. And I'm going to shoot a lot of holes in the door. If you are standing in front of the door, what can I tell you? Some of those holes are going to be in you. You catching my drift, Snake?
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
Recognize the second one, and I recognize the third one.
I know the first one.
You know the first one?
I know the
Anybody
first one.
Anybody else know the first one?
Nope.
Okay, Sean's still got the floor.
That's Christopher Walken from Prophecy.
I believe...
Yes, it was Christopher Walken for Prophecy when he was talking to someone, and he said, I've turned rivers into blood, and I don't really have to feel I should explain myself to you. Where he played the angel of death, Gabriel.
Okay.
Now, the second one I did not get.
The second one was Running Scared, and I cannot think... Gregory Hines.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is. I'd have to take a look at it.
I have not seen that film.
Yeah, it was not a bad. Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines. It's a cop buddy film, and it was actually not bad.
Good quote, though.
The third one was, of course...
Armies of Darkness.
I had to throw a really easy one in, because the other ones were kind of obscure.
Well, I feel kind of proud that I'm the guy who got Prophecy. But
Prophecy 2, it was. That's what it said on the page, anyway.
It might be.
Well, Prophecy 2 I've seen, because it's a
heinous piece of
shit.
There's a third one out.
Is he in it?
I'm running scared.
Christopher Walken's in the third one.
Oh, Walken, you movie slut.
He's a whore.
Movie slut. Oh, God, he's worse than fucking
Sean
Connery.
Let's take a look at who got it on the IRC. Highlander, no. Escape from L.A., no. Army of Darkness, F.T. Fourier got that one.
Nobody got the first one.
And nobody got the other ones.
Gregory Hines, yes. Oh, somebody said it after I did. Okay.
Gregory Hines, great dancer.
Yep, he is.
Really?
He's an amazing dancer.
Okay, who won? Then. Fourier won this week. Okay, Fourier. That's your prize. Three. We get to say your name three times.
Hang on, Mr. Echo. Just hang on.
Homewrecker 111. Thank you for joining. You're a new person. Or is this the bad guy here? RCN.com? Is that the bad guy? Oh, well, we'll know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out soon. Homewrecker's Juga? I think he is.
Brennar labeled him. Kill him. Okay. I don't even anything else. He's gone. That's it. Thank you, Brennar. Brennar says to fire, we fire.
Because that's like a new...
No, oh, fuck you. I trust Brennar. Brennar is the man. Brennar, email Kennedy at ranradio.com. We need you in cult, please.
How about Brennar?
Hey, motherfucker did his job. No, that's fucking the wrong guy. He's monitoring everybody who jumps in the channel. Nope, that's the wrong guy. Kill him.
Brennar, you are now able to kick people out.
Is he?
Yeah.
You gave him that. You've got ops, Brennar.
Because I can't monitor it all the time.
So
don't be a dick.
Brennar, you now have the helm.
You may plow and ready. Okay.
So now for the big announcement.
The big media announcement.
We've been waiting 4 months for this.
Almost a year.
So don't say anything. I'm going to play the intro for it.
This is sexy.
Pay attention.
This is really wet. This is porn.
This is really, 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 really good. Which one shall I play?
The not.
The cyber world, the get off your chest, or the Valley Girl one?
Play all three. Fuck them.
Okay.
The Valley Girl first, though.
No.
Whatever. Just fucking play them. Our listeners are waiting.
Okay. You ready on that?
Brennar, hear this shit.
Okay. Go down now.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome. Welcome.
1-877-729-7268. Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-STAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. Welcome.
1-877-729-7268. Okay, like, so you're sitting there at your home in your computer, and you're, like, totally doing nothing. Like, why don't you just call, like, the What the Hell Show? Because, like, there's, like, a whole bunch of guys sitting around doing nothing as well, and this is why they get together on Sunday night. So you can call 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can, like, speak your mind. Like, groovy.
Welcome.
Oh,
that's a lot of caffeine.
A lot of caffeine.
Wow. 1-800 number. And Raven Lunatic did those for us.
Cybertech, toll-free the time.
No, I got a toll line.
How much methamphetamine did you take to get that?
Like, you know, I could just, like, put it on and take it off, like, any time.
Wow, that's
it is absolutely toll-free. Wow. It's not toll.
No, it's not toll. We're not charging you 99 cents a minute to call us. What are you fucking on, smoking crack?
No, that's my other 900 number.
800s, 888s, and 877s are all toll-free.
Yes, so we made it so
I am a blonde, 5'3",
110 pounds.
Oh yeah, I like it. Yeah, sure, I'll wear that skirt. Yeah,
yeah, I'm licking your balls. Yeah, they're big balls.
Yeah,
the big King Kong balls. Yeah. I'm licking the balls and I'm like,
you're hung like a horse. You're amazing.
Hello, Pretty Quirky.
Oh yeah.
All right,
here we go.
Here is our first caller on the 1-800 number. Hi, you're the first caller on the 1-800 number. Who is this?
It's CyberTech.
All right. CyberTech.
I say we give CyberTech the prize for the week because he was the first caller.
I was waiting for everybody else to call.
Were you? They're so slow on the numbers there, eh?
Well, we are talking about Rant Radio listeners, so it doesn't. I'm not surprised.
No, since we've got a 1-800 number, it's got to be fair. So we're gonna clear the lines later and like actually have a question.
Yeah.
So that it'll be challenging now that people won't have to hesitate to pay their 10 cents to phone in. This actually cost me 8 cents a minute.
So it's actually pretty sweet.
It's pretty good.
But a little bit of history here. CyberTech is the guy who got me into computers. He's a buddy of mine from way back when we were in the Army. He's actually a Hoongun in Cult. And
he's also myself and Chicken the Savior when we got stuck in Houston.
This guy's one of our very close...
Is this the boy
from
Texas? This is Texas.
This is Texas.
Yeah, so what is it you wanted to talk about there, buddy?
Okay, well, if any of you have been checking out Wired magazine lately, you might have seen something about a particular person named Mr. Joy, Bill Joy. He's a senior computer scientist over at Sun Microsystems. This is the guy who developed, like, Java and Genie and all kinds of other crap. Great stuff. Excellent guy, right? Computer scientist, he must be right on. Well, take a look at what he's got to say. He's telling everybody, and this guy's informed, okay? So he's telling everyone that the computers are going to enslave humanity. All of us are total idiots for letting technology run our lives. Now, this is the company. This is the company that's trying to get all of us to want to use Java and all kinds of other neat little pieces of equipment. And I totally agree. Everybody who knows me knows I'm going to be one of the first people to have computers implanted in my skull.
Okay.
Come on, Kennedy, you know it.
I know it. It's sexy. I'll do it too. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. Who'll do who first for putting this stuff in? Anyway, the thing is, this guy is trying to tell everybody that nanotechnology, biotechnology, computers of various formats, artificial intelligence, robotics, they're all going to destroy humanity. Now, the way I look at it is, it's one thing to have a viewpoint, it's another to be an informed person and then go out and spread this shit. I mean, if a person goes out and says this... and they actually know what they're talking about.
Somebody's downstairs. Just one second.
Yep.
Hi, who's downstairs? Who is it?
Hanky.
Who? Hanky. Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem.
That was Hanky. Okay, continue on.
Okay. Let's say you got some idiot out on the street. He starts talking about this stuff, saying, oh, yeah, computers are going to destroy the rest of the world and everything else. Everybody will say, yeah, this guy's some sort of a lunatic, and they'll ignore him. But when somebody who's got so much level of, you know, background, who goes out and if you read all this information he has on Wired, talks about how intelligent and how much background he has and how he's not really against computers and everything else, and then he goes and he blows his entire credibility with this type of crap. Well, the way I look at it is, I don't have maybe as much experience in computers as this guy does.
No, I disagree with you, Sean. You're pretty much the fucking shit when it comes to... You are the original fucking pusher. Anybody who doesn't really know CyberTech...
Yeah, that's right, I'm the pusher.
CyberTech has been into the fucking box. Like, the guy was born with a fucking keyboard, okay?
He's got a floppy...
Well, I mean, I've been programming since I was 10. Well, this guy's probably been working on this stuff longer than me, and he might have more knowledge on the subject than I do, but to be honest, from what I see of the technology, it's not going to do that to us unless people are really, really stupid. But worse yet is what this guy's not trying to do is say that it's all going to destroy the world. What he's trying to do is encourage for things like the U.S. government. We all know the U.S. government. I should know. I'm down here in the U.S. And what he wants them to do is ban certain types of technology. Make them...
illegal?
So the people will not know about these technologies. All kinds of technologies. Anything that he or other groups might deem as potentially dangerous or bad technologies. We can all see where this is going. So that's just my little rant.
It sounds like to me that somebody in the government is using him as an informed opinion that they can go and say, hey, this guy knows everything about what we're talking about. He's an expert, and this is his opinion. let's appropriate some money for this committee.
And the thing that's worse is whether he's a puppet or not, no matter what he's saying is crap. I mean, the truth is that technology is definitely there to enable people. Any good technology could be used for bad purposes.
Why did we kick him?
But here's the thing. Just because that you might keep technology, like, for example, let's say nuclear weapons, just because you might keep the technology out of people's hands doesn't mean that somebody else might not come up with the same thing. Except now, if you don't have that, you're unprepared when somebody else does. So what he's trying to do is basically castrate the rest of the world technologically.
Yeah, well, good luck, motherfucker.
Also, I have to say, now, this is coming from me, and everyone knows that...
A Luddite.
I am not really a Luddite, but the thing is, I have to be very honest when I say that nanotechnology, biotechnology, computers, they are not the end-all of human society, but they are the next tool in human evolution. They are the next stage of the tools that are going to take us to where we have to be if we wish to continue as a species. And I'm saying that, okay? If it's obvious,
who are you?
If it's obvious,
how much to keep them?
If it's obvious to me, it has to be obvious to anybody who has any fucking skill in this society.
Not only that, but I mean, even CyberTech turned me on to the concept, and Enki is a big believer in this as well. Nanotechnology is the biggest hard-on that's even hit the horizon.
What I'm getting tired of is basically people that are knocking genetically engineered foods and other things. I'm sorry, we don't have enough biomass on this planet to continue to support it. If we don't start basically using genetic engineering to produce more crops and more food, people are going to start to starve in a huge fucking amount.
Well, there's a lot of different, there's a lot of conflicting opinions, and people change their lifestyle, blah 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 blah. But the point of the matter is what CyberTech's trying to point out here, Hungen CyberTech, is the fact that this guy is basically, a lot of people are going to like go, oh shit, because Wired magazine is a fairly reliable source. A lot of people like that's the yuppie fucking computer magazine now, right? And unless you're like, you know, hitting Loft and at La Vista and you're reading Slashdot daily, you'd look at this guy and go, you're smoking fucking ganja by the ton. But the majority of people out there, the majority of the guys
can I,
who...
Can I let CyberTech go? Or?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
This is costing me.
Sorry.
Of course.
Yeah.
So say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
And good call in there,
CyberTech. Yeah, no shit.
And good for you to call in, buddy. I hope you call in more, because fucking we need more. Like, CyberTech is one of the most, and that's no shit, he's one of the most educated computer guys I know. Like, he fucking...
Mm-hmm. In my regards to Epona as well.
Yeah, and like, that whole crowd, the guy works for a consultant company down there making like,
you know what I think,
huge money.
I think we're starting to see... Oh, look.
Another phone in! Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, guys, it's Brett R.
Hey, Brett R.
Hey.
So how drunk are you?
There's a pretty good dent in a bottle of Glava here, so.
What's Glava?
It's like Drambuie without all the sugar in it. It's a Scottish liqueur.
Yes.
Boy.
35% liqueur alcohol content. So.
You're sounding pretty mellow there, buddy. What's going on?
I'm fucking mellow. First of all, congratulations to Dak on getting a guy deported.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, above all, that's the big thing.
You betcha.
You know,
but he got to kick the shit out of him before he got deported. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's always
like,
a good
that was just
thing.
A kind of a personal pleasure. Yeah.
Back to, you know, where the hell he's going. The second thing was the rant I was talking about earlier about the pharmaceuticals.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching TV the other day, and they're talking about St. John's wort. You know, yep. I don't know if you know anything about that. It's pretty much like children's chewable Prozac.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're telling people, they're going, well, you know, we're finding a lot of the same side effects as Prozac, you know, which is pretty much you get up in the morning, you roll the dice forever to see who the fuck you are that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just amazed at the fact that, you know, you can pretty much hawk any kind of pharmaceutical you want on TV. You know, you can't have alcohol ads, you can't have smoking ads or any shit like that. But, you know, they can be hawking these things that... Yeah, you wake up every morning, you pretty much roll the dice or spin a roulette wheel to see who you're going to be that day. You know, hey, am I this raging son of a bitch, or, you know, am I going to be some kind of, like, panty waist that, you know, is all fucked up, so.
Wow.
No, it's...
Fucked up.
It's getting bad with that. There's some legislation, as much as I hate government pointing their fucking nose and everything, they are starting to talk about some legislation into at least legalizing and controlling... herbal remedies and herbal medications.
I mean, there's something for everything, you know. Fuck, if you're bald, you take Propecia. Propecia makes your dick quit working.
Well, does anyone really want to take a drug where they say in the ad, pregnant women must not touch or handle broken tablets.
Oh, my God. No, stay away from that stuff.
Or even handle.
I got something even further to go with that. You got anything else to add to that, buddy?
So what the fuck do? You take, like, Propecia or whatever, you get erectile dysfunction, you start taking Viagra for that, you know.
Just load on the drugs.
Fuck, you're medicating yourself for just about everything from here to, you know, anything you can do.
You know what, Grant, and the pill doctors, are, the pill doctors are getting all the fucking kickbacks, you know. Go see my doctor, get my pill, get my kickback. It's a big fucking joke, man. If you're not into naturopathic medicine now, you're gonna be.
Don't they commission that shit?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they give, like...
They're living through chemicals for the drug companies.
That's right.
Welcome to the 21st century, where you're a Captain Chemical.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
All right, thanks for calling
in. Buddy.
You know what's another thing, too, is that I was in a silk plant store the other day with Dark One, because I don't know why, because she can make fucking driftwood grow.
This is
but we were in this fucking store, Medic and I, and they have this, the woman saying, oh, yeah, blah, blah, and I say, well, it'd be a bitch to dust these silk plants. And she says, oh, no, we have a spray that we use on the silk plants that dissolves the dust.
Excuse me?
Oh, that must be great.
And I said,
the plant and you.
Oh, wait for it.
This is beautiful.
And I said, it dissolves the dust.
Doesn't it just blow them off? No. It blows as
it dissolves.
It's gone. It doesn't disappear into the air.
So I said, oh, fuck.
We can just ignore it.
So I said, can I see the bottle, please? And, it comes in, and they say, oh, and on the bottle in large black letters it says, like, we can answer this. We can just put them on hold for a sec. On the bottle it says, may cause permanent damage to your brain or nervous system. She goes, oh, you have to use it outside. Right. Yeah, I'm going to put my silk plants outside.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Mike from New Jersey.
Hi, Mike from New Jersey. You're a new caller in here.
Yes.
So you got something to say about something?
Yeah, I want to know why the fuck... not getting the stream over in the East Coast.
I don't know. You can try broadcast.rantradio.com.
Isn't
colon 8000.
Doesn't Crackhouse cancel the mirror up?
There's, we have some mirrors down. There's some problems right now. I think there's only two mirrors up, only two streams up. So at broadcast.rantradio.com and go ahead.
Jugers.
Goodbye. Maybe that's why you don't get the stream.
Wow.
Because you're an idiot.
Because you're Mike from New Jersey.
I'm Mike from New Jersey. We'll never take another call from New Jersey.
What did I tell you about Jersey? What have I always been telling you?
I had a feeling that's Jersey.
Why do
the smell.
It's the smell.
It's the smell. It's that chemical. We're just talking
TMI,
about... Weren't you just talking about a chemical actually basically damaging the brain or central nervous system? It's the smell from Jersey. That's
like,
that spray.
You know, that's the kind of thing, like, can we just, you know?
What?
Now, there's somebody who's got a lot of silk plants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Can CyberTech, if you're still online with us, can you please just think of something we can, you know that thing you dreamed up? CyberTech's beautiful. He dreamed up this thing where you could take an old monitor and he wrote a program that would focus all the cathode guns to fire one spot on the screen. That would make
cause
it so
the screen exploded.
It caused the screen to have like an 80% chance of just fracturing, and the cathode tube vacuum explodes outwards and would like hit you in the face.
Like
with
a blast.
Like, and he built this thing. You know, he's like, oh, I was bored. You know, it's like, oh yeah, spam me, boom, I'll blow your fucking head off. You know. God.
Yeah, they must be spraying that stuff. Yeah,
no. Actually, that's where they manufacture it. They have the
Brenner.
The chemical plant right there.
Hey, Brenner, good one, by the way. In fact, I'm actually on Ginkgo Biloba myself. I've been taking it for close to 2 weeks now, and I'm doing, what the fuck am I doing? I'm doing 360.
As you can see, the Ginkgo helps with the memory.
Yeah, 360 milligrams
right
a day is what I'm putting down to that shit. Two tablets, three times daily.
And the St. John's wort he avoids.
Yes, absolutely, because why would I want to be,
sedate?
Yeah, so...
You know, going back to what CyberTech was talking about, I am almost certain that what we saw, and this is not me being racist, okay? I'm going to say something.
When you need a disclaimer.
Okay, no. Okay, in China, these people had the most technologically advanced wooden ships, sailing ships that have ever been built.
Oh, I saw this special.
These people had ships that were fucking monstrous. They were within days of discovering the new world. They possibly even did.
Yeah.
They basically were going further and further and further than anyone ever had. And then the emperor said, no, you know, let's just turn around and go back.
Mm-hmm. And what happened? They did. And they just continue to work in on themselves. And this is exactly what this guy is talking about. People are starting to get scared of all this technology and are starting to basically, you're starting to see like this attitude of, let's turn away from genetics. Let's turn away from computers.
Do you know what it is? The thing is that people are not, technology is not going too fast. It's people are not adapting technology fast enough. If you have, like, people still don't understand the advantage of things like Palm Pilots. Palm Pilots kick so much ass. I mean, granted, not everyone can afford them.
Yeah.
Because everyone's
they're a bit pricey.
They are a bit pricey, and it's the economic prison. However, Staples is going to begin carrying the visor.
Well, that's
which
good.
Is the Palm spinoff, and it's cheaper, blah, 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 blah.
Works all the same.
But in any case, in all total honesty, Brennar, please email Kennedy. Remember, can we get the cult one fired up as well?
Cause
we
sure.
Go. But you got something to say about this for Advent of Technology?
This was a book which a lot of the details don't spring readily to mind because I had it for about two glorious weeks once I got it from one of my old teachers. Basically, the title, it gives you an idea of what the book was about, called Forbidden Knowledge. And the fellow was actually standing up for saying it. You know what? Just as though we can't pretend that there are, everybody's essentially good and that there's some sick motherfuckers that we should be skiing out of bounds a lot more often.
Yeah, exactly.
There are some things that, honestly, humankind really shouldn't be sticking their nose in. And you could tell he was an English major because he made a lot of like Shakespeare and mythological references and mm-hmm. Bringing fire from the mountains and chained on a rock and griffins eating.
Yeah, basically, we're talking about Prometheus, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. But he's saying that there are just some things, and he gave us six reasons. A few of them I remember simply because technologically it would be impossible to do. People shouldn't go, shouldn't bother. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Things that morally we haven't quite figured out yet. Mm-hmm. Things that are diametrically opposed to something else that we also really like at the moment.
Yes.
And he gave reasons, you can't do two things at once. And if you like them both, pick one. Don't do both.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Save us all the time.
Tell
Brennar,
yes.
Kennedy@rantradio.com is the thing.
Yeah. And it's just the fact that there are actually intelligent people out there that are looking around and saying, okay, need it, got it, don't need it.
Yeah.
And just saying that, some people...
Just because you can do it, should you do it?
Exactly.
But to finish off on my little Chinese analogy, what happened to the Chinese? They turned around, they went back, and they stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else got to them.
Yeah.
And they got turned into Europeans' bitch.
Uh-huh.
And let's put it this way. I'm not saying that's going to happen to us, but if we continue to basically hamstring ourselves, we are going to pay for it eventually, because especially to the point where we've got more people than we have environment that can support, mm-hmm. and we have no other means to basically work it out.
Not only that, but let's take a look here. Everyone who doesn't realize this will have to see this right now, is the fact that, the society is rapidly turning into a three-caste system. You have your money caste, which is the big money, lawyers, doctors, all that fucking crowd, okay? And then we have... you're going to have the working class, which is Joe Schmo, buddy who works at Walmart, Home Depot, and fucking Zellers just to make ends meet because he needs three fucking jobs because he's paid so low. And then you have the tech class, which is going to be everyone who's technically skilled. If you are not involved in the tech class, you are going to be left behind, and it's up to you to be involved with this. The tech classification is a classification where you can go and you can become a member of. All you have to do is learn and have knowledge and have passion for the box. That's all you need to have. And these people don't... If you don't adapt, you're going to die. Fucking take a lesson from the dinosaurs, man. If you do not adapt, you do not advance yourself, you will fucking die. Nanotechnology, the technology that's coming out of the Foresight Institute, is without a doubt the most exciting thing that man has ever come up with. This would quite literally change the face of the planet. This is the fucking God box. This is the brass ring. There is nothing that could touch us. Anything that would go beyond that, we start getting to like Nikola Tesla energy matter type transformations for people. We're talking about like immortality here. Yeah. Nanotechnology is going to bring apart like the cryogenics.
You can program them wrong and everything will turn into jello.
It's the next.
But it's the ultimate thing. It's like genetics, right? Yeah, it's scary. But holy shit, what an app.
It's going to be like, it's the next step in our industrial lives. Just like mm-hmm. the Industrial Revolution was the start of the consumer culture,
when nanotechnology finally gets up and running properly.
It'll be the death of the consumer culture because
you can make anything.
You can have anything you want.
Gold is now worthless.
Yes, everything's worthless.
It's already happening. Just look at what's happening in music.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Record companies are dead. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone can.
With nanotechnology, the reason why it's so good is because when you're getting that small and you're building that small level, it costs no energy or very little energy to do anything, to build anything.
The minute nanotech becomes viable, I will steal it. I will drive to wherever it is, walk into somewhere with a gun, and go, give me the fucking assembler. Yes, Mr. Geek, I know you didn't expect this. Give me the goddamn assembler or I'll blow your fucking head off.
Give me the nanites. No one right has to die.
Yeah, one Star Cruiser.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like the U.S. military is rolling in right behind you at the same time.
I've got friends there. Mr. Echo, I believe you can have something dropped in my lap. Attaboy.
But, no, I mean, we no, I can understand that. Like, there's people like, let's put it this way. I don't particularly really want cybernetics, but I have no problem with genetic engineering. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to fuck with my genes, be my guest, because nothing really is working in there anyway.
Wet wire me right now. Let's go, baby.
Everybody's got their own fears and their own thing, and it's just a matter of basically getting past that and seeing to the truth of the matter. Does this thing work? Does it work well? Do I have to worry about it? If these answers are no...
Mm-hmm. Does it work well? No.
No, actually.
Okay. Let me think here. You can make me better, faster, stronger, smarter than I was. Where do I sign?
I want to step back here for a second. Everybody calls me a racist, but I'm not a racist. I really don't hate anybody. But I want to know, was it just because of the Nazis? Just because of the Nazis that we are all so fucking scared of the concept of eugenics? Why wouldn't you want
eugenics? Is a dangerous, dangerous word.
Why?
Because it's an emotional science. When they talk about eugenics as the ultimate race, okay, I don't like the term the ultimate race. If like what they did in Gattaca, where they said that they would take the best of certain people, like if I would make it so my kids didn't have to wear glasses, Ken writes, I'd do that. And then it becomes up to the parents if they want to have things done for their kids. If you don't want what's best for your kids, okay, well that's your fucking. Well, it's actually not even your loss. It's your kid's loss.
It's your kid's loss. But the thing is that the parents have to decide at what point basically the
child... How far is too far?
Yeah. I realize we do need to be guided by moralistic attitudes. But the thing is, what is wrong with basically your child being the best?
Yeah. What's the difference between genetically changing their eyesight and giving them glasses?
Yeah, exactly. Or forget about that. What's the difference between pushing your child to put them into the right schools... to care for them for that way.
Here's a little bit of history here so people understand what the fuck's going on with eugenics. Here, listen up.
Okay. From history guy. Because it's university, so I must be right. eugenics, actually, is the first eugenics groups, I believe, were British.
Yeah.
Big shock there.
Yeah, back in the 1890s, yes.
Yeah. That's indeed, and as near as I could tell from what I read about it, of course, this was coming from some guy who was defending sort of a lot of things. Like, he wasn't actually saying the Nazis weren't all that bad, but he was defending bits and pieces of Nazism. Oh, this swastika, 10,000 years old, it's around with that. Anyway, as near as I can tell, they were just a bunch of crackpots who really didn't like people who were dumber than them reproducing. I think that's pretty much what their main goal was.
Dumber people usually reproduce pretty good.
Yeah, let's stop and think about that. Who here really wants stupid people breeding?
Okay, but understand that stupid people is just basically, let's put this in hardware terms, it's just a processor and a hard drive that hasn't been configured correctly. This is all, everybody's got the same hardware, it's just all software at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, what we need is a better operating system, and then we can just fucking upload the right fucking software.
Well, have you heard how, like, you can get, like, people together that are, like, completely unfunctional, but they can have, like, totally normal kids?
I have problems with that. But when you tell me the two German shepherds could give birth to a Doberman, I'd have real problems with that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a known fact that if people, like, you can have two
known
people
facts
have,
scare
like,
me.
Alzheimer's or some kind of. They can be mentally.
I understand what she's saying. She's talking about people that are basically that are damaged organically as opposed to people that are damaged genetically. I have no problem people that are damaged organically breeding. I have a problem with people that are damaged genetically. I do not want the shallow end of the gene pool spawning.
Okay, eugenics is no real different from what the human biological normal biological function
of reproduction does anyway, it's just more efficient. In most cases, if the human is not viable, the cell, the egg, whatever it is, dies. Mm-hmm. It's the few that get through that don't die right off the bat.
It's a lot more complex than that.
What I'm saying is eugenics is just taking what's already there and making it more efficient.
Okay, the one thing is though. Okay, is the major problem here? Everyone agree that we'd want the best thing for the future of humanity, but what everyone has to remember is who is to say what the best thing is.
I agree.
Herein lies the problem.
I agree with you on
what the best thing is.
Okay, and nobody, not even the fucking man, would even have the balls to kiss it up and say, oh, because what if I fuck up?
Yeah.
You know, what if I'm wrong? Oh, shit. You mean the Chinese are the top race?
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to say that basically we should start wiping out people. I don't say about that. But let's just take me, for instance. When I discovered back when I was 18 that I had a little genetic sequence that was seriously wrong, that wasn't just going to fuck up my eyes, but also eventually could cost me my hearing, could give me premature senility, and kill me by the time I was 60. When I found that puppy out, what did I do? Well, there were other causes behind the reason in the first place, but essentially Desmond had a vasectomy because mm-hmm. I was going to make sure that if I did have kids, I wasn't going to pass it along.
Mm-hmm. And that's your call.
I made a decision.
That's your call.
But the thing is, I've got more fucking sense and more basically social fucking consideration than 90% of the planet.
Yeah, so that's a pretty... do you want to have been denied a life-saving drug because you can't afford it? Yeah, that's a very good point, Cybertech. You talk about companies patenting the certain drugs and stuff. But it's 11 o'clock.
You're right.
It's the end of the show.
Why don't we go home, get informed, and come and argue
with you? We got to go back. It's been a good fucking show.
Yep.
Holy cow. Thanks
short,
for everybody.
Short show.
Yeah, it went by fast.
It went by fast. We're going to say goodbye to everyone who's stuck around in the fucking IRC right now.
You betcha.
Thanks for Brent R. Brent R, you the man. Get in touch with me. Buck X. Cybertech, good to see you. Hope to see more of you. Fault Sequence. Flesh Tripper Fourier. Flesh Tripper Rooster. Glad you're up and running there, Fourier. Good to hear from you again. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, you the man. Infobot, Infoloop. MW Radio. And, of course, Prophet Scribe. Good to see you again, too, man. Hope life is good up in Powell River. So, going around the room.
This is So Long from your old Uncle Dak.
And So Long from me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And I will see you guys later.
Oof. Bye.
Cheerios.
Ciao from Raven Lunatic.
Yeah, you have to say your name.
DJ Psychos. See ya.
Here's Inky saying, mountain bikes are good for you.
Ooh, nice. Oh, yummy. Yeah.
Nice sword.
Tasty.
I took out my appetite for making
vomitous noises.
Yeah. Sumerian's going to kick that one's ass.
Yeah, Sumerian.
So it's just good night from 200% SPVM.
That's right.
Good night from Kurt Burt, or Bert Kurt, or whatever you want to call me.
And good night from Sumerian.
From the slip throat sim.
That's right. 5 inches.
Slash says goodbye.
Slash.
No, he's not named after any Guns N' Roses character. So... Six have a good one, and play the cult extra. Going on.
Okay. I'll line that up, and I've got a rant from you.
So, new rant, and some cult shit going on the way out.
Okay. And in 6 days, in 22 hours, tell your friends, tell your enemies, you know, all that good stuff.
Listen, you know what? I get up in the morning, and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. You know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community
community actually got together, actually got organized. That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist!
You think that's good? You think that's the way to go?
I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. Because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at Kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
What the fuck? The code you asked for is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
So I'm at a Jell-O Biafra conference the other day, and I'm talking to Jell-O, and I'm saying to him, you know, Jell-O, what really pisses you off? And you know what Jell-O said to me? He said, well, Sean, it's always more hardcore than thou. And I think, you know, he had a point. Because, you know, everyone's out there, they're trying to make a difference. They're trying to do the right thing. They're listening to Rant Radio going, God damn it, the man's fucking with the system. Everything's going down, so I'm going to make a difference. And then, you know, they decide to do something like, oh, I don't know, maybe give up meat. Or maybe they're going to, you know, burn something down. You know, something like that. But what happens is, oh no, you're not doing enough. And then everybody else is all, oh man, you're a poser. You're not the real deal. If you were the real deal, you'd be doing it. If you were the real deal, you wouldn't wear anything made of leather. How can you possibly be a vegetarian if you go and you eat, take vitamins? Because vitamins are made with gelatin-capsulized bones and shit that they combine into this into the mix. So you're not real, man. You're not true to the fuck off. Okay, I've had about enough of that shit. If you're trying to do something to make a difference, to make the world a better place, and you're talking to somebody about what's going on, okay, just accept what they do. Like, if they're trying to make a difference, then right on. There's so many people that aren't trying to make a difference, then fuck, I mean, something's better than nothing. Just give these people a break. Give some people some support. If you meet somebody and they're trying to do something, they're trying to set up a pirate internet radio, or they're trying to get ideas out there, they're trying to do their own thing, don't call them down because you're doing more than them. Fuck, you should be giving them a hand because at least they're doing something. Man, there's so many people that are doing fuck all. It's amazing. So, by all means, we try to encourage somebody for once in your life, for Christ's sake. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.